right? If you're syncing this up. Right now it's just out. Now it's showing a coin. It's now showing people walking. Now it's going fading to black. All right. Welcome to the UFC podcast number 3. This is going to be a little sketchy here at the beginning, as usual, as I adjust all the cameras. And yeah, that's way off. Allison, can you see? You're going to have to move it towards Sam. Right now, if you're trying to sync this up right now, it is. Here, if you guys can hear this. Keep on going towards Sam, 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 towards Sam. Stop. And a little bit more towards Jason. All right, right there. All right, so now it's, if you're trying to sync this with your audio, we had a lot of people requesting this. I'll try to.
So do you find yourself liking the UFC more now you've done, like, this is your second podcast?
Well, this is my second time ever watching it again, so,
So two UFCs, two podcasts. That's pretty good turnout for you.
So is it? Do you find, as a woman, do you like this? Is there something attractive about guys beating each other up?
No, actually, I try to, like, you know, not cringe when I see them, like, getting all crazy and bloody and whatnot.
There's something not attractive about caveman shit, like two dudes gladiator, and, like, that doesn't be like, ooh, that's kind of.
No, it's not hot. Manly. It's entertaining, I guess. It's better than watching baseball on TV or something.
Of all the sports that you could watch, what, like, rank them and, like, this is my least favorite to your favorite. What sports do you like? What sports don't you like as a woman?
As a woman, personally, the sports I can watch is baseball.
Okay.
And I guess UFC, because I can't stand watching soccer and I can't stand watching football.
What about basketball?
How about basketball?
Basketball's okay. Yeah, that's up there.
Why baseball? Is it because, be honest, is it because of the guys themselves?
No, my parents are from New York and they're big Yankees fans. So I grew up with
Evil Empire.
I grew up with watching it, you know.
Gotcha.
But I'm not going to make my favorite team Yankees just because my parents.
Are you the city or upstate?
They're from the city. Okay. I'm from Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. OC.
I grew up upstate, just outside of Syracuse. You guys consider that Canada down
yeah,
in New
isn't
York
it?
City.
Courtland, New York, represent the 317. I don't know what it is.
607, John Jones, fool, John Jones.
Ooh. Oh, did they just show some brain pussy?
Yeah, this is some
nothing
crazy
gets you into, like, getting ready for a fight while they show people, like,
this is
with
for
martyr
the,
injuries.
This is for, there's a center that helps troops who come back from the war with major injuries, and this is basically raising money for that center. I do a lot of USOs. I've been to Afghanistan, and it's pretty
so
crazy.
Does that ever scare you, though? I mean, when you do that. I mean, are you like, you know, what the fuck am I doing? Can I just maybe donate money or?
the only time I actually got scared, like for a brief second, was when we landed in Kabul, and they were like, they got us on this Humvee, this giant like RV that giant armored RV, and the guy, everyone else besides comedians are in armor.
Right.
And the guy's like reading the intel, and he's like, we have a intel toast. There's a high level of possible attacks with incoming explosive devices, so keep your eye out for anything out of the norm. And I'm like, dude, we're downtown Kabul. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
everything's shady.
They're all wearing armor, but you're just wearing.
Yeah,
like,
we're just hanging out.
Yeah.
That was the only time I was nervous, but the rest, I would do it in a heartbeat. If they call me right now and say, you want to go to Afghanistan, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Right.
It's pretty amazing, though. But let me just say this. Afghanistan is a shithole.
Right.
Really? I find that very hard to believe.
Shithole.
I'll be performing stand-up comedy at a coffee shop on Santa Monica Boulevard next week.
Congratulations.
So I go from, you know.
No.
We'd like to give
whatever
a shout out.
Whatever you just did, now I got only got one ear, Red Band.
Yeah, I only got one ear, but I feel good about it.
You single-eared me, bro. There we go. Now I'm double-eared. Double-earing it out, everybody.
Monkey Todd's back with us, everybody. Monkey Todd.
our good friend Todd Rodriguez, I believe.
Allison Rocks in the house. I don't follow you. I'm going to follow you now.
Oh, very nice. I think I'll follow you back.
T-Man is in the Philippines going back to the motherland, so he will not be watching this podcast.
Joe he's Rogan's back got the gruff.
He does have the gruff going.
Is that a party look or not party
it's
look?
It's the Rogan scowl.
Yeah.
With his bear claws?
Damn, watch your peas. Your peas are sorry destroying me. How do I fix that so you don't have any more pee control?
Maybe I won't.
Speaking of pee control, a lot of people loved your story, Red Band, about...
About what?
Urinating in people.
Oh.
I've got a lot of how-tos on that.
Yeah. You know, I need to try it again because I haven't tried peeing inside somebody since high school, and I wonder if I would enjoy it more as an adult.
I wonder if people are actually going to allow you to do that. You know?
In adulthood?
In adulthood, I think so?
I think you would have the other night when you're on that super blackout cast.
Oh, maybe.
That would have been hot. I would watch. Hey, quick question.
Maybe we can spin this in right into a super blackout pee fest.
When are we doing the next Naughty podcast?
I don't know. Maybe...
Did you want to do Wednesday?
Monday.
Monday.
Monday would be good because I'm going to Fort Lauderdale with Rogan on, I believe, Thursday morning, and I don't really...
Oh, cool. That'll be fun, great. Man.
Fuck my Wednesday up.
Yeah, go. So let's do it. What time Monday are you thinking?
Let's play it by ear, but let's try to do like an afternoon, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that works for me.
I'm going to start hitting some girls up, seeing if they want to do it.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can't get Kayla or somebody like that.
Yeah. So Pat Barry versus Joey Beltran.
This is going to be, the main event fight is your classic, can a white guy beat a really athletic black guy fight?
Yeah.
Okay, so bring race right into it.
Well, it is. And here we go. Matt Patron versus the Canadian who got knocked out quicker than anyone in the history of. Like, they bring Tim Hughes back when you want to set somebody up to kick some ass.
Yeah, he's like a tune-up, like a...
He's a tuna. He's a tuna in a can. Allison, so now it's so interesting. I couldn't imagine being a girl hanging out with all these guys who are just shredded with tats on. It's like, that seems like it'd be like a kid in a candy store.
Oh, for me right now with all you guys here?
No. We're completely out of shape.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about like when I see like girls at these UFC fights.
Oh,
it's very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I've learned about you chicks who are in the MMA fighters? They look exactly like women who strictly date black men.
Mm-hmm.
Have that exact, which means I'm very jealous. I don't know why.
Right.
I like that super ultra look.
With a very like fake looking kind of girl, like boob job blonde hair kind of thing?
No, they're just like, they're like super skanks almost. So, like that, the really short skirt, long nails, cleavage everywhere. Like, like basically my kryptonite.
Look at this. We got Jaeger on deck.
I just quit drinking.
Did you?
Oh, really?
Did I ever tell you who the last person I ever took a shot was with?
Yeah.
Keisha?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why? How? How'd that happen?
Well, now I just decided to stop drinking, and I was like, I'm not going to drink anymore, because I've been just partying like I'm Led Zeppelin on a world tour. Right.
And then Keisha came over.
And I was at, near my house is this one Jewish restaurant, and next to it is... something called the Kibitz Room, where they got like great rock and roll, like all these famous bands from back in the day played there. So I'm like, I'm gonna go do a shot there, and I walk in and Keisha walks by me, and I'm gonna admit something that I would say I would never admit in public. She's like my weird, like one thing I would normally not admit that's in my iPod is like, she's that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I put it in my iPod, but I just thought it was shit. Except for that one song.
Like P did. I don't know.
That one song. It was all right.
Did you guys brush your teeth with some Jack Daniels together?
That was my thing. Jack Daniels and Hawaiian. That's what I was into, but I'm no longer. Yeah. So anyways, so I saw her and she'd walk by and everyone's like, and she came back. I'm like, I'm buying shots. You want a shot? She's like, yeah, Jack Daniels. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Can you buy my friend? Fuck, buy her. And we just did shots. And then I just walked off and I'm like, that's my last shot.
Did you even try anything with her?
No, because everybody was all over and I'm all like,
right.
What does she look like in person? I always hear that she's not a good looking
She's
girl.
Hot, but you can tell she's been doing some partying.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
She looks a little worn down.
Oh, yeah. She's got some super bags under her eyes.
Ooh, that's not good.
She has to check that shit in.
Jason,
she flies.
Jason, who was the last person you had a drink with?
Jesus Christmas. Oh,
Jesus Christ? I'll tell you.
Shot with Jesus Christ.
Wow.
No, it was... last time I drank was at the top of some like some penthouse. I was doing cocaine at like 6 in the morning, and I believe my last drink was with PJ Stansberry at 6 in the morning when we ran out of coke.
And that's your last drink?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like 9 months ago.
Nine months ago.
I almost got attacked. I got attacked by a hawk, actually. Like a real hawk, like swooped by me. It was
Same day?
That's right.
Like 6 Herbie in the morning.
Herbie Veerstinks is a fan who insists on calling us homos. He's going to give us updates on the Clippers game. So
oh, appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who cares about that?
We do, bro. We do. And so does Herbie.
This is a UFC drunk cast. Don't mix faggotry in with it.
Oh, it's two dudes grinding on each other in short shorts. It's already faggotry.
Yeah.
I'd like to send a shout out to a dear friend of mine, if I could, Deion Sanders, who has now friended me. And,
Deion Sanders does not friend you on Twitter.
All right, so we got Cole Miller versus Matt Wilman.
I hate Cole Miller.
You do?
I'm not a Cole Miller fan.
Well, then I am going to put my money on Cole Miller.
Okay, you, how much
can
you
we
want
make bets?
Huh? Let's start this. $5 a fight. You want to do this?
No.
Why? It'll be fun.
I don't bet money.
We should bet something. Bet your animal. Who wants a dog?
I do.
Never bet with girls because it always becomes sexual. You ever notice that? She's like, let's bet money. I'm like, or we could bet something else.
My
not
mom,
what I would do that with you, obviously.
Honest, honest to God truth, my mom just texted me, what? You did cocaine.
Oh.
She knows. She knows. She knows.
That's hilarious.
Oh, your mom's listening?
Yeah.
That's great.
I told her a lesson. My mom and Tripoli have a long
hit
found
on your
friendship.
Mom?
Yeah, of course I remember.
Totally.
She was like, tell Tripoli I said what's up.
I totally want
my
to
mom
rock
loves
your
Sam
mom.
Tripoli.
I wanted to totally be Teeb's stepdad. I
yeah, Tripoli
awesome.
Wanted to hook up with my mom and then adopt me. We did a gig in Chicago, and he's like, dude, let me hook up with your mom, then I can adopt you.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, I don't know if I can
so
think
weird.
Of a worse idea.
That would be really cool if that could actually happen. We
if
should,
it would benefit you in some reason, though. Wow. Do you need to be adopted?
It never. What would benefit me about
know.
Tripoli being my fucking father? There's then, nothing beneficial
you
about
say
that.
Your dad molested you.
Why does Conray Feith want you to talk about Lil Esther? I don't understand this.
Every podcast we do, one of two things comes up with at Red Band attached to it.
Well, Lil Esther and me are going to be working together soon, doing a podcast.
I heard about
that. I will
be
producing it. It's with her and Sandy and Madonna.
You can progressively watch them get heavier as the podcast continues.
It's going to be cool. Yeah, you can skip a couple seasons.
More and more fat.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not really going to partake that in that one for that simple
fact. How can you turn down? Who can turn down pie?
Love it's good pie.
I can turn down pie. I mean, I'll have a little pie, but I guess the whole point
is. Are you guys going to get high first? Of course you're going to eat
no,
pie.
No, they're not going to. It's all.
Esther doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah, she doesn't do any of that shit.
Oh my God, she's going to eat a whole pie sober?
No, they're all going to eat 3 pies each. In like a course of an hour,
and it's gonna be here.
And
yeah, get you better have the buckets out. Where's
your restroom's over there? It's gonna be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Where's the number one cat in America? I miss that son of a bitch.
I have hid all animals because they were acting a fool.
Red Band has the coolest cat to anybody that hasn't ever seen on this podcast.
Yeah,
Red Band has the coolest cat in the world.
Yeah, it's cute.
Is this Icebreakers or a movie?
Last time,
definitely a gum commercial.
Yeah. Red Band. Last time we did the Sam and I do it if anybody doesn't know, bless you, we did a Naughty Show podcast, which we're starting once a week, promoting our Naughty Show. Our next one's on the 27th. But so we did that this week, and Red Band's cat was around, and I took a couple pictures of it, and like I kept showing people, and apparently I had shown people multiple times. Like I'd see him the next day, they're like, dude, quit showing me pictures of your buddy's cat. I'm like, he's so cool.
No,
though.
It's funny. I actually have a picture of Brian's cat, and I show people too.
Yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah, some people think it's ugly though. I love it.
Have you ever tried to take it on auditions?
Oh, totally.
I was thinking about that, but that one time we did the Naughty Show video with the cat. The cat was freaking out. It looked like mouth going. I mean, it was like 150 degrees in their apartment.
While Ari's humping your cat,
while girls in bikinis are. Dancing with it, you know.
Sounds awesome. John Cheeser wants to know if we're going to be doing the podcast in our Speedos humping things. Why would you? Where did that ever come in that we were wearing Speedos?
Huh.
You know, I've totally given up wearing pants. Lately, I've quit wearing pants. I know I talked to Tripoli about this. I tried to get him on board, but I wear pants only when I have to leave the house.
What do you usually wear then? Just walking around in boxers?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just maybe a t-shirt, that's it.
Yeah, are your windows at least closed, or you have the blinds open?
I could care less.
Does your girlfriend do the same thing?
This has been since she's been on the road. I just all of a sudden have been like rocking the freedom.
Do you ever watch her
nudity.
Underwear for real?
You know who she's on the road with? She did a week with Brad Williams. She said, chicks love midgets. They just can't get enough of midgets.
Of course they
Why is that?
She's like he gets a lot of pussy
because they can hold him down. He can't run away.
I think there's something like intriguing to a drunk girl about somebody nailing you doggy style while they're actually standing up.
No. It has something to do with babies. It has to do something with babies.
Leverage, like, leverage.
Girls have a baby fetish.
There's a lot of girls who are obsessed with babies. Yeah, seriously. Maybe that could be it.
I think it's just like they think it's a way to like kind of fulfill their need to have a baby.
Oh, that's sick.
And get bone at the same time.
Sick.
I just have theories. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's a solid theory.
Hypothesis.
I can't wait to see him fight.
His next fight?
Shogun Rua. That's going to be such a great.
And I'm all Shogun in that fight. I'm not a big fan of his.
What do you think products are shadier? Products that are advertised on Spike TV during UFC fights or products on SiriusXM Radio?
Oh.
On what? On Sirius?
What is this? XM
Radio?
Is,
what are you saying?
Like... Hold on. I'm watching something pretty awesome.
Trojan commercial?
Oh, that's hilarious.
And yeah. I like how the O is a wedding ring that just gets set down on a dresser right there in the HMS.
The site has no morals.
So basically, yeah.
So far, we've been watching this now for 20 minutes, and there hasn't been one fight. Am I correct? Have I missed a fight?
Nope, 20 minutes.
You are correct, Mike.
It's commercial breaks.
Wow.
Here comes the first fight, though.
All right, so I am for Cole Miller because he is obviously going to win this.
Because of the cauliflower ear on Matt.
Because of the reach. He's got a six-inch reach advantage.
I always think the reach is the biggest thing. A reach is a really big advantage.
We are lives with
how's Buffer's eyeliner looking? Very slick today. Is it like some union rule that Mexicans always have to have mustaches? It's like a rule.
Like a thin mustache?
Yeah, it's like they always you never see a Mexican without a mustache.
Test this theory, you guys, Chips. Whenever you're driving around in LA and you see somebody in front of you in traffic or next to you that's like, it's a pickup truck with a lawnmower in the back.
Yeah.
As you pass it, two things are always true. Mm-hmm. Three things. I'm sorry. There's three things that are always true. More than two people in the front seat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's always three people.
Right.
All of them have hats on.
Yeah.
And two of the three, at least, if not all three, mustaches.
They all have mustaches.
Mustaches, hats, and three people in every truck with a lawnmower in the back in Los Angeles.
I also think there should be a separate lane in LA strictly for lawn maintenance trucks to drive slowly to sexually harass women walking down the street because it's always fucking traffic up. If you're going to drive slow and whistle at girls, please get your own lane. I got a place to go. Cole Miller, look at it.
The sexual harassment
Cole
lane.
Cole Miller's like the guy who got his butt kicked in high school and then he's like, I'm going to fight people.
And he's going to get his revenge right now.
Please knock him out, Whitman.
He's going to get me $5 from Sam.
So wait, round for five.
How about fictitious five? Can we go fictitious five?
What's that? Fictitious five?
Yeah,
fake five. Why don't you go fake million? Make it hot.
No, yeah, just fake five.
There's nothing more depressing than a fake $5 bet, you guys. Make it like a fake $1 million bet.
I'll go real five.
You see, here's what you don't understand. Fake fives actually could be traded in for other fake things. That might be beneficial.
Yeah, fake $1 million just isn't real.
Ooh, this could be over.
Oh, no, they both rocked each other.
No.
Well, I'm going to put $1 million
like
on the
Sam,
shorter of the
if
two.
If Sam needs me to tell somebody that he fucked somebody and he didn't, that's where you could trade that in for some fake money.
Favors.
Yeah.
Oh, so fake favors for
fake
favors.
Fives. Yeah.
Have you ever been punched in the face, Red Band?
Uh-huh.
I think everybody has.
No, there's some people who haven't.
Who've
there's
never?
A lot of people who haven't, yeah.
Have you guys been punched in the face?
Oh, yeah.
I've been punched and have punched.
Yeah,
me too.
I've only been in two fights, but I won both of them.
Wow.
But, like, I slaughtered.
Did your grandma get mad at you?
I was going to say, and what are those girls doing right now?
It was so bad. One of my fights, it was so bad. The guy was, like, crying. He's like, hey, stop. Get up. And so, like, I would stand up, and then he would try to get back into a fight. Like, he would fake me out by crying and saying, please get off me. And then he would start getting in the fight again, and I'd knock him right back down, start punching him when he's down. He's like, he did it twice. And I'm like, all right, this is getting retarded. And so then I finally...
Was he retarded? Did you fight special people?
Brian.
What age was it? What age?
You know, he wasn't retarded, but he ended up becoming a cop.
Oh, they always do. It's always the D-bag in high school becomes a cop.
Yeah. That is true.
So basically here, they're really beating the crap out of each other, which is pretty sweet. They're they're banging. They're not like sitting around. I don't mind ground and pound, but I like a dirty boxing match. I like two dudes just swinging. That's why Leonard Garcia is one of my favorite fighters.
Was that shot number two or three, Allison?
Two. Right.
So we are first fight, and you guys are already two shots in. Mm-hmm. I love it.
This is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, last time we did that drunk test, I don't know if we talked about this or not, we really can't remember the last 20 or 30 minutes, and it was so bad that we couldn't remember the next day for, like, the first hour. Like, I don't remember if I had clothes on or not when I woke up, and I don't remember, like, like I was driving somewhere. I don't remember that drive.
Nothing's worse than waking up drunk.
No, it was
worse
weird.
Hungover.
The night of that drunk
I preferred it over waking up hungover.
Really?
We didn't even wake up hungover.
I would go right back into drinking. Right. If I woke up drunk, I would just start drinking again at, like, 10 in the morning.
I've never done that.
Oh,
you ever gone to work drunk? Have you ever gone to work drunk?
Oh, I've drank at work.
Oh, that's great.
I'd go to work drunk and then keep drinking.
Yeah.
I
would drink
to go
at
work
drunk
all
the time.
And I was a valet parker. How about that?
Oh, no.
So I was drinking and driving 50 feet. And that's a true story.
I love it. Here's my Ferrari, young man.
Yeah,
and a fake five for you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That was a nice, crazy...
That was an old school... That was a cartoon body
slam.
Yeah,
that was a...
That was a WWF body slam.
Was that called Ring Around the Rosie?
The guy on top is actually famous for being in a fight and then punching a guy and kind of celebrating. And then the dude he punched just knocked him out
because
he put his hands up like, yeah, and he just got clocked and knocked out.
That's embarrassing.
Uh-oh, he's going to go for the leg here.
Send a shout out to Stay Early, Mark Harwood, Jeremy Flores. Thanks for following me. Welcome to the fucking...
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Yeah.
Are there certain moves? Like, what would you call this?
That's basically side control.
Okay.
In a weird way, yeah. Side control.
Once he gets his leg out from
mounting. This is called mounting.
And he can't be like, all right, you're down on the ground for however many seconds and you're out.
It's not like that.
He has to actually submit and sort of say, I give up.
Okay.
You should know this since you just had an audition for WEE or whatever.
I did. I auditioned for WWE Divas. So.
Wow. Oh, wow. Really?
to be in the house.
Monkey Mark 1. Yep. Said that he's actually staying up to 2 a.m. just to watch this, and he's turning down Rogan to listen to us.
Oh, thank you, Monkey Mark.
Wow.
Staying up till 2 a.m.? Where does this person live?
Probably somewhere else.
Maybe.
On the other side of the world.
Yeah. Rufio Sports Soldier asked, what's the name of the podcast? It's Drunken Podcast, so you can search for
this. This is the UFC Drunkcast. If you want to search for it, just go to deathsquad.tv, or if you go on iTunes, look under Death Squad.
It looks like he's going to get out of round one, but he's in deep shit.
Connor Fitz wants to know, is this sponsored by Fleshlight? Sadly, no.
Sadly, no, but don't let the scumbag get his Fleshlight out.
No, it's not. This is sponsored by warm up a banana in the microwave until it gets mushy and just cut off the end of it and then use it as like a condom Fleshlight. It works about the same.
A banana? Really, Brian?
Man, you're like MacGyver of fuckholes.
Yeah, you're the MacGyver of masturbating.
All right, so now we're on our next commercial.
Who do you think won that fight? Who do you think? Let's call rounds.
That seemed pretty even to me.
I'm gonna give it to Whitman because I got magical $5 on it.
Right. I guess I'll give it to the other dude.
Ooh.
4G only available in 7 cities.
So I was just in.
Yeah, you can rule the air unless if you're in Los Angeles between these two streets. Yeah, that's the thing that I don't tell about this 4G bullshit. You see this, and you're not going to get on 4G in most cities. You know, it's more not in the city than it is, however I said that, you get it.
If you went to, like, Japan or something, would 4G kind of be, like, just way...
Dude, they're on 8G over there.
Exactly. So would you have shitty service there?
They laugh at you. You only have a 4G.
Yeah. It's 2011.
Actually, no, it's not that bad, but I do know, like, in other countries, their internet, at least, is just retardedly faster than ours. Like, maybe 4 to 5
They do
times,
that on purpose out
times.
Here.
Where's that, in
on
Japan?
Purpose?
Yeah.
Why?
They slow technology down here so that they can make money going along because it's jumping so quickly.
Yeah.
They can't keep up and they want to make money the whole way. So you do go to Japan, like you can buy sneakers out of a vending machine out there.
Yeah, I actually saw that they have crazy vending machines. Yeah. I want to go to Japan. Looks awesome.
Japan fights back cool. on. That you just missed a right hook there.
I think I gave that last fight to Miller.
Really? Ooh. I'm giving it to Whitman, dude. He's good, but see this guy now he's man. Okay. You don't want
good
get,
uppercut.
You don't want to get on the ground. See, he's had two takedowns, dude. I'm gonna give the fight so far to Whitman.
Well, my bet was on the shorter guy, so it looks like I'm gonna win that fake
the
$1 million.
Guy.
Yeah, the shorter of the two.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Let's say one's like 5'9 and the one's like 5'8.
How about you go bald guy, tall guy?
Yeah.
I guess the guy on top.
Yeah, well, he's bald guy.
Is he bald?
Well, he's shaved head.
My bet's on him. Oh, look at that. Look at that sitting of each other's asses.
Played a hotel last night called Hollywood Hotel. Have you guys heard of it?
Is it the over on Vermont or whatever that is?
Yeah.
Down in the basement?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've done that room a bunch
of
times.
It's so weird because it's like you're fucking, I don't know, I was like talking about crazy shit and there's just people walking to the room right behind you.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, are you sure I'm allowed to fucking talk about masturbating?
And it's loud in that little...
And it's so loud.
Yeah, like people are walking by and I'm talking about...
very surprised.
Masturbating and crying and then there's like little... kids walking in their room.
Right. Sometimes it's weird. Like, they throw some of these open mics in the most peculiar of places. Like, you're just at a coffee shop, really, and you just wanted to go here to study, and then there's some guy coming in there talking about his dick and stuff.
No, it's weird, too, because the whole room is silent because everyone's looking at their notes, and there's one guy in the back who laughed at everything.
Yeah.
Like, too easily, almost. Just like, ha, 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 top of his lungs. And I'm like, okay, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Just a little, like... Some people can laugh so easily sometimes. I don't know.
Right now in Norway, they're listening to us. It's
awesome.
From Fida Fawn. It's 3:30 in the morning. He's listening and loving
Where is
it.
Norway?
Velkommen.
Norway?
Yeah. Norway is it's right in Mexico.
It's right over by.
That's right.
Right by Sweden.
Yeah.
The Netherlands, right up.
In Japan.
somewhere in there.
Scandinavia. It's the land of Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I have to watch UFC from 1 a.m. to set. Till 7 a.m. if I don't want to have fights ruined by Twitter news. Don't know. Do you liking us or not liking us? Dude, we're getting listened to in London. That's cool.
So did you guys hear the Ricky Gervais opening speech?
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
I thought it was great. And you know, I don't know. If Hollywood can't laugh at themselves, who fucking...
No, they can't. They can't.
They can't, but, you know...
It's a problem with comedy.
I think it was probably the Scientology joke that probably was the one that really pushed it over the edge.
Well, there's two things you can't make fun of in Hollywood, and it's Scientology and homosexuality. And he combined them into one.
Which is awesome. For the most part.
You know, even though Brian told me he's banned from any of the other Golden Globes and whatnot, who cares? Because you know what, he made such an impact. You know,
read the LA Times. Just read all the losers who called in bitching about. I'm so upset by what he said. It's like you're such a these people are multimillionaires. They're getting their balls busted. Why do you care?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh.
Why do you care, guys?
Oh shit!
Yeah, come on.
Round and round.
Give me a double hammer fist or something.
$5.
Oh shit!
$1 million,
dude. Herbie Versteen said something nice about me.
Brian Cowan's hurt. He's on the ground.
What
he said? The MacGyver of fuckholes is the funniest thing he's ever heard. Thank you.
Wow, that's great.
Needs to get out more.
And hey. Herbie, keep us up on the Clipper game, buddy. Appreciate that.
No. Hey, so Ricky Gervais, though, there's a rumor that he is maybe going back to the U.S. office.
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's one of the best ideas ever.
Because Carell's leaving. Steve Carell's leaving.
Right.
This is his last season.
And, you know, what I was thinking is that when you do a speech in front of an award show, you pretty much pre-plan that shit pretty well. Like, you're doing that over and over again. This could have been some... early
100%.
Viral bullshit that just gets him hot.
Exactly,
100%. And what did he say that was so bad?
I read
this thing about how much money he gets. Now around the world, that show is super famous around the world. The Office and the English version and the American version, and then there's other countries that have their own versions.
It's in like 40 countries.
Yeah.
Every time it airs, I think he gets like $11,000.
No, that's not
crazy.
True. He gets 50 G per episode.
Have you guys watched the English version of The Office?
I love it. Oh, it's way better.
It's way better.
100%.
I gave it maybe
better.
Like half a try.
I liked it.
It's
really?
Way better.
We actually need to turn down your mic now, Allison.
Oh, me? Am I talking too close to it?
Are you putting her in the penalty box?
Yeah, no,
are
she's in the penalty box.
Why? You're in the... Oh, because you said the American Office is better than the British Office.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I gave it like half a chance, but if you guys are saying it's good...
It's way better.
Really?
Yeah. I actually wrote a spec script with one of my writing partners, and the whole joke was that the Michael's character goes to England, he comes back, and all he's talking about is how much better the British Office is than the American Office.
Oh, really?
It was a really funny spec script. Yeah, it's way better.
Yeah,
British entertainment's better because do you see how unattractive they are? Mm-hmm. You know you got to be talented to get on TV and be that unattractive.
Right.
Here it's like the complete opposite.
Yeah, it's like they go by looks first, and so they're like, "Oh, right, I need you to act."
Then they just stop there.
Out
the looks.
Boom. Who cares? Yeah.
So maybe they bring it with more
structure. It sucks is that all their shows are only like 2 seasons long, though, and then they stop it. You know, like I guess that's good in some ways, but could you imagine? Like, did you know that? Like, all their shows over at the BBE or whatever only goes like what 2 seasons, I think.
Huh.
And but that kind of sucks though, because if you think about it, look like a lot of TV shows. Like, I mean, if you got into Three's Company and there was only 2 years, and you only got through the Chrissy season and never got to go to the whatever
Terry Alden
Terry
and
season.
I like the Chrissy season.
Chrissy season's
everyone.
The best, yeah, but the third one ain't bad. Or dude, the third girl, whatever.
Cindy, her cousin, and then Terry Alden, the nurse.
Her husband, what's her name? Suzanne Summers.
Never
works. His just whole job is he's quote unquote her manager.
Right.
Always has been.
Never worked.
Wow.
His job is when she comes home is just to drop the wood.
Can you remember old Chrissy back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Top
you
shelf.
Got to tag that.
Top shelf.
So I got a question. I've just been asked by a hometown hustler, are you two hooking up? I got to ask a question.
Who?
Yep.
You two.
Inquiring minds.
No.
No? Okay, you answered it. Nope. All right, that was the question.
People are always super intrigued with Red Band's.
And they're making out? Okay, so they are hooking up.
Yeah, that's. I got that same question. Is
that
Red,
was a
is Red
fake
Band
makeout, by the way.
Is Red Band hitting that ass?
No, Red never. I
unless we did the night of the blackout, but
we don't remember the night of the blackout. But I'm just not attracted to Brian Red Band.
Yeah.
And he's
why?
Not attracted to me. I don't know. We're just,
so you guys are hitting it, obviously.
No,
guys,
dude. Most of my like relationships always started out like, oh no, we're just friends. We're not attracted to each other. Next
yeah,
thing
but
you
we've
know,
been friends for what, 7-8 months? She's been on many drunk casts together.
We get changed in front of each other.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got this. Oh, does he have an underhook? It looks like he's got a little upside down guillotine on him.
Look at that little tangle.
I can't tell if he has it tight.
Oh my God, how can he breathe?
That's kind of the point here. Oh, he
oh,
got out
God,
of it.
Whitman's just dominating this fight.
Yeah, I agree
I
with
just
you.
Think he's dominating. I'm so happy because Cole Miller is an a-hole.
Has there ever been a case where someone above the fighter, maybe who like manages him, and say like, you have to stop fighting? Like, you've
it's
had too many concussions, you have to stop.
They did that with Chuck Liddell. Uh-huh. They basically told him, it's like...
And he listened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, he didn't want to, but I think they offered him a really good job.
Yeah. No, that suck, though.
A lot of times that does happen, especially when you get... You know, this is one of those sports where you kind of... I mean, there's been some exceptions, but for the most part, you can't be in your 40s. You know, I mean, there are
there's very few pro sports where you can be in your
40s. They want them young and strong and, like...
Yeah, it's just
like basketball, baseball, but when you get to those physical contact kind of sports...
You don't heal as fast,
When you get to... When you're in, like, the heavyweight division, you can usually fight longer because it's not so much about speed as it is about... Power,
yeah, like the impact.
Yeah, but when you go to the much smaller weights or lower weights, you're looking at like if you lose a millisecond of speed, that's a
especially
huge
against these younger
deal.
Guys.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Having agility is like really hard. That's something you have to train for. I'm not agile at all.
It's like 35-year-old cheerleaders. Who wants to see that?
Who wants to see that?
Nobody.
No.
So this is an interesting little setup. He's got one of his legs and one of his hands trapped.
Uh-oh. To the leg. To
Go
the
for
leg.
A toe lock and does not get it.
My friend, a comic friend of mine, was paid to host a thing where two guys fought, and the winner got to bang a hot chick, and the loser had to bang a fat chick. That's a real show.
And these girls were up for it?
They were porn stars.
Okay. But, fat chick porn star?
Yeah. There's everything porn star.
I guess they exist.
There's a girl with missing a leg that guys like to hump porn stars. But I always wonder why they never got big in gay porn. Like, how come there wasn't a thing where two dudes fought and then loser got...
I don't know. That's a good twist. Maybe if they like almost did like a mock of a UFC fight and then...
Yeah. Oh, look at this. This is called deep...
Oh, boy. That's
hot.
Impact.
This is
called summer loving...
Yeah, it's called the Fuck
Bridge.
Red Band, we got a first request for you from Connor Feth.
Yeah.
Would like to know, real quick, could you please have Brian take 3 shots of Jaeger in a row?
We'd like to have Brian
actually,
the show.
We are just done with the Jaeger, so we're switched to Captain Morgan.
Do we have a chaser?
No, chug it.
Let's see. Red Band, are you willing for your fans to take 3 quick shots?
Dude, he has to finish the podcast.
Yeah.
Triple A.
I'm going to grab a Coke. Coca-Cola.
Tripoli, this is...
Why does everybody want to see Brian get drunk? Oh. I don't understand that. There's a chick in the room. Why is anyone...
Everybody loves Brian.
Everybody does. That's a new TV show.
I think because they're used to seeing him hammered on podcasts, and I think they like drunk Red Band.
I'm getting hammered. I don't see what's the problem with all
Bottom Glass wants to know why Ricky Gervais is his big in America. He knows
why is he big in America?
Yeah.
Because he's a cool guy.
From The Office. Most like Office nerds, I think, is the
also
most
also big, a couple movies that he did.
Extras. He has a show on Showtime, called Extras, which I never got into.
No, and he's got a new... His couple podcast cartoons. Is actually on HBO now.
Yeah. You know who actually... I got to meet, not Ricky Gervais, but his friend. You know, the guy with the glasses?
Yeah, the crazy person.
That was also in The Office.
Yeah, he basically... They were used to work in the office together, yeah. And they came up with the idea to get
Right. I met him at the Sky Bar about 7 years, 6 years ago. Got a picture taken with him and talked to him a little bit. And,
oh, my God. Look at that.
Yeah,
I give him a butterfly stroke punch.
I think you're getting my imaginary $5.
Yeah, I think Tripoli just won a fake fiver.
I'm winning, too, though.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm winning.
Congratulations to all of our fake money winners in the room, apparently.
Thank you.
I can't even win fake money.
Actually, British comedy is pretty big now in America. There a bunch of the high-ups who run Hollywood tend to think that British comedy is the smart comedy, and that's why you see them all over like television now.
Do you have a favorite British comedian?
Gervais is really good.
Is he your favorite?
Yeah, he's really good.
I saw him. Did you guys ever see on YouTube? They have it's like six parts, but Ricky Gervais meets Larry David.
Oh yeah, we watched some of it today. It's pretty funny. I've never watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I want to.
Very funny.
Seems funny.
Hustler wants to know where's the weed. No one's smoking weed.
It's coming. Actually, how funny.
It's got to be coming on.
It's coming. You guys smoke?
I don't.
I'm taking a break.
Oh, very nice. Wow.
I tell you,
so healthy. I've been drinking too much.
We ate today at Nordstrom Cafe. Did you
know
they have a cafe and it's so really good?
Have you had tomato soup?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
What the fuck
is that all about?
Pretty. You ever been to Barney's?
Yeah.
Not the beanery, but the clothing store.
No. Oh yeah, in New York, I have.
That's got a nice little place. They got one here. It's in Beverly Hills. That's really nice too.
Really.
You know, my problem with Nordstrom's is, I mean, I'm all about like having quality clothes and stuff, but I was looking at just like a shirt today, and it was just like this little shirt. I would have probably guessed it was $40 to $50. $270.
I got a watch today. Yeah. $160, I think.
You got the nicest compliment I've ever gotten in my life.
Shiny.
This is the I read that after this one. These drunken casts are like the Beavis and Butthead of the UFC.
I love it. Thank you very much.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
The last time we did
Rick Dunaway.
The last time we did this, I got a great compliment when somebody told me that I looked like a retarded David Beckham. I was like, wow, that's a really good compliment.
I would take
David Beckham.
A retarded David Beckham.
If anything, I would say that guy from Just Shoot Me. What's his name?
Just shoot
Captain
me.
Faggot?
David Spade.
Oh,
David Spade.
I get David Spade.
Just farted, so enjoy
it. God damn it.
Let me just say this. I wouldn't mind being a retarded David Beckham because you have his looks, but you're always happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, retards are always happy.
You get cake everywhere you go.
I got a special feeling David Beckham is always happy. Red Band.
Oh, yeah.
Our good friend, Connor Fertherson. Featherston, overseas, says...
From Norway? The guy from Norway?
Get Brian drunk as hell. This is the same person that wanted you to do three shots.
Wow.
Get Brian drunk as hell. Have him talk about his relationships. And please, could he take a shot for me?
Wow. Right. Brian.
Come on, do a
I'm
shot
jealous. Who is this guy?
Trick that. I'll take a shot for him. I just did a shot. That last shot was weird.
I'm one for one.
All right.
You got to dedicate it to this person.
I need a chaser. Oh, there it is.
What should I text Joe?
I'm already buzzed.
Text Joe. We're doing another drunk cast. And we're loving the scowl.
You know what's great is my iPhone fucked up today. My top button stopped working, to the power button. So I went to the Apple store and the guy goes, oh, you look familiar. And I'm like, oh, I'm a comic. And he goes, I'm a comic. Oh, really? Oh, wait, you're Red Band. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, didn't even check for water damage.
Does he talk like
New
that?
Phone.
Yeah.
Talks like Santa Claus?
Hey.
Oh, hello. I'm a comic, too. Want to say we follow each other
but
on
it's
Twitter.
Pretty, it's pretty cool, you know, when you know somebody at the Apple store. That's good to know. Don't check for that water
Sam,
damage.
Sam, I'm following you now, by the way.
I follow you, too.
I just followed you as well.
Oh, you are? Okay, I'll follow you,
get
too.
Get a room.
We are. We're in your room.
Now, Red Band, would you please dedicate a good shot to our friend Connor?
All right, Connor.
Connor, this next shot is for you. This is going to be Brian Reichel. And he is, after this shot, which means he's about two shots away from talking about his relationships.
Shut the fuck up.
And we'll be back in two shots with some love talk from...
Why do you want to talk about relationships while you're watching the fight?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, who
that's
cares?
From the girl. How funny is that? That's from the chick.
Oh, shit. I'm already starting
She's
to
like,
get
you guys are pussies. Stop talking about dating. Oh, here it is. Vitro Belfort. I think it's a good... That's going to be a great fight. I'm so jealous of you guys going to that fight.
One, which one is it?
It's a good
Vegas
one, bottom
one?
Glass.
I almost want to drive in and
just
hang
drive
out
in,
with
drive
you
drive into Vegas and hang
I might
out
do
with
that.
Us. What the fuck?
I might do that.
When is that?
The 3rd.
Yeah, February 3rd.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Brian, you poured me a super crazy shot so you can have the rest of it?
No. I just did a super crazy shot.
You're running
me
with
too.
The boys. Man up.
Yeah, man up. Ugh.
Okay, just, Mr. Red Bull.
Yeah.
I just found out my Montreal showcase is at the store, which is good for me. Last time it was at Laugh Factory, which is, it's like, it wasn't it?
Oh, it's great. So, Bombglass wants to know, have you heard David, he's saying that David Beckham is retarded because he sounds like a 12-year-old girl.
Does he? Yeah. I went to a soccer game, the Galaxy, and it's so funny because after they all win, he takes off his shirt and he like walks around the fucking stadium like a douchebag.
I'm really? Not shredded, I do that too. That, if I was well, shredded, I wouldn't have a shirt on right now.
I know. He is good looking, I guess, but I don't know. He's kind of a douche.
Also, Sam, my mom, as far as the English comics, wants to say that Eddie Izzard is very funny, too.
Yeah. Can we just say this is the dumbest? Why even put him in front of a Vegas thing? You know, what, if it's going to look so fake, you know, might as well just put Las Vegas behind you. Like the word Las Vegas instead of even trying.
This and it's, what time is it in Vegas right now? Holy shit.
Is that the Bellagio? Is that what that is, Sam?
Who's that? The ugly cat? Where'd that cat come from?
That's ugly,
the wind?
Cat.
That's
bitchy, the angry cat that needs to
is
die.
Is that the angry step scissor?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the old Grinch of the Grinchiest Grinch.
It
you want
even
your
have
cat
a voice.
To die?
Huh?
You want him to die?
No, I don't want her to die, but she's about to die.
Have you heard it meow?
She's old. She meows like this. She goes...
Yeah,
and then
dust.
All she does is throw up all the time. And it's just like, hey, can I just fucking clean your throw up and fucking watch you beat up my other animals because you're a grumpy old
Brian,
bitch?
Brian, it's called euthanization.
I know what it's called.
Dude, that, look at the ears. Are you attracted to those ears? They look like...
I don't know.
You know...
They look like baked potatoes.
I think it's very sad to have... I mean, you only have ears once, you know, and they get all cauliflowered and fucked up looking.
Joe,
you can't grow his hair out.
Look at the guy. Did you see the guy in the lower thing?
Joe,
there's
just,
some guy standing there.
Dude, Joe just wrote back, powerful drunk cast. Is he tweeting or is he texting me right now?
Yeah, he's texting you during the fight.
While he's talking.
No, this is recorded earlier.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because when they play this shit, they're just sitting there kicking it.
Right.
Look, there's nobody in the background. It's like it's like noon.
Yeah, right.
I got another one from a good friend in England, Be Real 1983, says Red Band Triple E T. You lot need to watch The Inbetweeners if you like our English comedy. So I've actually seen some of it. It's very funny.
Here's the thing I don't know about Britain. I'd like some of our listeners to tell me. Like, British, all the chicks sound like they can read. How do you know who the bimbo is? How do you know who the easy chick
is? That
is
true. All English chicks have a cute accent. They sound smart. They sound like they're... But so how do you know when an English chick is like, you know, not educated, trashy, easy? How do you define between the two?
Like, I think you look at their elbows.
Their teeth. You look at their teeth.
They all have bad teeth.
No, I think if you look at their elbows and it's dry, that means that they're good to go.
I think the promiscuous ones would have good teeth.
It's like trying to get laid in a Shakespearean play.
It's like chewing gum.
Has
it
all come for my honor?
Weren't people in Shakespearean plays all guys anyway because they didn't let girls act?
No,
or were the women?
No, that was America. That was Japan.
Was that Japan? Am I thinking about the wrong thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a good one for you for everybody here in the room. Findafon, our good Viking friend in Norway, is going to Amsterdam tomorrow and wants to know if we have any good weed recommendations, any coffee shops, any...
Just look for train wreck. Just look for the weed strain.
Personally,
train wreck
I like Blue Dream.
Blue Dream's
Champagne
right.
Blue
Super
Dream
Blue, Super
was
Blue.
My favorite. That
Super
was the
Blue
best
Dream.
Weed I ever smoked.
Yeah.
Super Blue Dream's better.
Have you ever
really?
Been to Amsterdam, Red Band?
I want to go. It'd be so cool.
No, I live in California. What the fuck do I need to go to Amsterdam
Have you
for?
Been?
Why? Because it's awesome. No, I want to go so badly.
Me too. He's sick.
Why wouldn't you want, dude? Every it's like
what's different between I could smoke weed here, I
because
can buy
it's,
weed here.
It's everywhere over there.
Yeah, but it's just about being
so
there, riding the bike.
You can't go to Starbucks and
if
smoke
I want,
weed.
If I want women with dirty feet, I'll go fucking just you know wherever.
Do you guys like
the
edibles?
Rainbow Room.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I got so high on.
I've had some
nights.
Oh, me too. It's been always horrible experiences. I don't know what it is.
One time I was so
high. I'll tell you what it is.
I got naked and watched VH1 Celebrity Rehab, butt naked, because I was so high on a pop brownie.
Norway, this shot's for you. And this is a pretty decent sized shot.
That's for Norway, and that's for Connor Furtherson.
I just want to say, if you two get so drunk that you want a bone, forget we're here and just go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let us do
don't let us stop you.
Let's do a fuck cast. So, yeah, you guys get it on. We'll do a play-by-play. Me and Sam are great at play-by-play.
It's almost like what we're doing to the UFC cast right now.
So there's
can you do Joe Rogan impression? I'll be Goldberg. Welcome to the UFC fuck cast.
So you guys know Damar?
Yeah,
Damar. Right.
So last night I was going to actually invite him to this podcast. I thought that would throw some black person into the mix.
We
you know,
need blackness.
Not? It didn't work though. He was uninvited.
Then he became uninvited when he said that when he found out that Allison doesn't have a gag reflex and he wants to know if he can watch her suck my dick. If he could watch it, he's
like,
I just want to watch it.
Which one's Damar?
Damar's black guy. Kind of. He has like this razor mark in the side of his hair.
He got shot in the lip at one point recently.
You don't have a gag reflex?
No. Don't turn into Damar, dude.
Yeah, don't turn
I just
into
started
Damar.
Following
he freaked
you.
Out, and he's like, that's my dream woman. I would marry any girl.
And I'm like, you think I'm just going to suck your dick, like, all because I don't have a gag reflex, you know?
Why do you think it is you don't have a gag reflex?
I think it's just natural. I don't know.
I think she's from the planet Krypton, and she was put in a space capsule, so after they knew that it was going to explode, and she's now here.
Yeah.
As a superhero.
To save the world.
Yeah.
One dick at a time.
How did you know that? It just went down like, hey, that didn't hurt.
Because he has a
I figured it out from, like, obviously drinking too much and being like, I need to fucking throw up. And, like, just being able to do it and, like, not gag, I guess. You know?
Hold on. Let's stop. So have you ever tested it out on a penis before?
Yeah, have you?
Should I really answer that? I
mean, yeah,
we all have a history. Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
We all have a history. So, yeah, I have.
We'll be very honest
here.
It's a very honest podcast.
But do a lot of girls just get halfway down and just go, like something?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. See, so, yeah.
You have to
mostly family members, but.
Pat Barry versus Joey Beltran.
I like Pat Barry. I don't know why. I'm a big fan of his.
Well, who?
Beltran.
Beltran. Is he Mexican or is
who
that
do you want? Beltran?
Is that Filipino?
Yeah.
He's right, either
then
Filipino.
I'll choose the other guy.
Are we going to go double or no?
Or he's Mexican. He's either Filipino or he's a Mexican with Down syndrome.
Yeah. Fetal alcohol syndrome, maybe.
Based on that last photograph. So real quick, because we got a couple people that answered our good Viking Scandinavian friend's question about where to go. Some other people here... what is that? I'm not even sure what this means. Let Barney's is good, be fast, and good trees. Also, Pete C, who's a good friend of ours and knows quite a bit about pot from the Comedy Store, says to let you know, our dear Viking friend who's heading to Amsterdam, to go to a place called the Damp K Ring. Not sure what that is. And Dutch Moonshine is the pot that you should get while you're there.
We're like Pot Quest.
Yeah, I know, right? We are.
Like, you know, give us directions to.
Have you guys ever had White Widow?
Have you ever been on a podcast?
It's a good weed.
Never.
A podcast?
That's way better than fucking podcast.
Well, no.
Let's all gain 20 pounds.
For you.
For me.
Podcast would lead to 20 pounds also. Because then you'll want to go on the podcast.
This should be podcast, then podcast.
Yeah, that should be.
That'd be awesome.
All right, so I'll start the podcast this week too.
The first half is podcast.
The podcast is the first half.
But are the pies going to be baked or are they going to be store-bought?
Are they going to cook them and then eat
them?
No,
I think they're just going to go to like Vons or something.
I don't like pies.
Costco.
What's the over and under on how many episodes that thing lasts?
Two.
I'm putting it at two. One.
Yeah, two.
I'm putting it at
me
one.
Too.
One.
I'm putting it at one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to do that.
Well, you guys aren't doing it.
I'm glad
none
I'm
of you
not.
Guys are. You're
I'm
not
glad.
Invited. This is Esther's production. She already fired Benji from it.
Oh,
why?
Good.
Hey, you know what's funny is every time I ask people to come to do the UFC podcast, everyone goes, who's doing it, you know? And they're like, I'm like, Teeb, you know, Sam. And they're like, oh, Sam's doing it? He doesn't like me. I can't do it.
One person said that.
Who said that?
One person.
Three. Who said, name me
one
the people that said it.
One person said that. Who?
Michael, who said
Benji, who deserves it?
They think you don't like people?
No, Triple
no,
A.
That he?
Benji, who else?
P. Pete doesn't think you like him either.
Well, Pete talks a lot of shit. That's why.
Pete doesn't talk a lot of shit. Yeah, he does. He's a good guy.
He's a lot of shit talking.
Brian, by the way, that painting behind Sam and Jason, right?
Yes.
That painting looks amazing behind you guys on camera.
Oh, really?
It looks sick. It's all pixelated.
When you smoked, can see the tits pretty well.
No, it looks great.
When we smoked salvia on that thing, it was that painting on salvia.
Really?
Yeah. Very much.
Did it come like 3D at you?
Oh, it was just, it looked like an explosion of colors.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Allison, are you going to do salvia on the UFC drunk cast?
I'll do salvia anytime.
Do you have some right now?
He doesn't.
Yeah, I got 4 different kinds.
You said you didn't.
I would love to watch her smoke.
You want
to
do it?
I would love to do some.
Really?
I love it. I just fell in love with you a little more.
All right. Thank you. We don't have a crack lighter. I'm not even going to try.
You have a bong. That's all you need.
No water in it. No. I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay.
No. You have to have a crack lighter. That's rule number one.
Let's get it with a regular lighter.
Do you remember what happened when we did it with my regular lighter?
A crack lighter.
What happened, Red Band?
We did it like 8 times and nothing happened. And then I pulled out the crack lighter and immediately happened.
We need like a Zippo.
I've seen people smoke without a crack lighter.
Dude, how hot is she?
That's people that are
unbelievably hot.
This chick is just worth
it. Who is that chick?
Who is that?
Of admission.
Who is that?
Whoa. My mom just texted me. You smoked salvia?
What? Who's this chick? Wait, Adam Sandler and who?
So funny.
Adam Sandler preview on February 11th.
It's filmed with fucking Jennifer Aniston, who's in every goddamn
movie.
Fuck
Jennifer Aniston. Who was the blonde girl?
I don't know.
You can actually YouTube me smoking salvia.
Yeah, go on YouTube to find Jason smoking salvia or me.
Dude, Germany's listing. How awesome is that?
That's cool.
Willkommen,
Grill Sergeant. Bam.
Yeah, so there's a salvia video. The first time I ever did salvia, and I wasn't using a real lighter. You have to use like a crack lighter, one of the propane blue torches, because it has to get up to a certain temperature in order for it to actually.
I would really love it to watch.
So like the first
Allison
couple
some salvia.
The first couple times I did the salvia, it didn't work. And then once I pulled out the crack lighter, you could immediately see it work.
Like, here's what happened. Connor Fifth.
Brian drools in that video.
Says he will roughly rape that guy that doesn't like me, Pete C.
Pete C?
Will rape him?
Do not rape Pete C. Oh, look, Joe Rogan just tweeted, tune into the Red Band Drunk Cast, stand-up comics getting hammered and talking shit while the UFC is on. He's tweeted it 18 seconds ago. Ooh, he triple tweet. Oh, somebody else retweeted it. Let's see.
Rogan's the shit.
Life is short, have an affair. That's what AshleyMadison.com said.
Well, I don't think you should get married to your Ray to just not have an affair.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rogan's doing a little something called multitasking.
He's
calling a UFC fight for the troops while tweeting his friends, getting drunk and stoned, watching the UFC.
Wow.
That's cool.
For some reason, my Twitter deck, the Twitter application's now just showing nonstop retweets.
Wow.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Oh, what's it doing?
If you're listening to this podcast, tune in Monday at around 6 o'clock. We're doing another naughty podcast.
With a porn star. If Sam can't get one, I'll find one on the streets.
We're going to get one. We'll get one. Don't worry about that.
Rich Franklin, everybody.
Can you do me a favor? Hey, you ever thought about getting a Nikki Benz?
I've had Nikki Benz.
We've had Nikki Benz.
Oh, you got to get her back on now that she's 2011.
Came with us to Arizona. She's done it on the road.
Get her on.
Too.
2011 Penthouse Pet of the Year. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, can I have another shot?
Huh? Let's get some more shots going.
She's in. And she's got Selvia rocking.
Here's what we're going to do.
Isn't it good to see Rich Franklin without a black eye?
Yeah, it's very. Like, I almost didn't recognize him.
Every time he's about to fight, he
always
has a black eye.
I almost didn't recognize him. I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this next shot is going to be for
Pat Barry versus Zoe. Triple, you wanna... Joey Beltran.
I'm going Pat Barry on this one.
Who are you dedicating it to?
Yeah, who are you dedicating the shot to?
I'm going
to
go Beltran. And before we do this shot, let's dedicate this.
You know who that chick is? Her name is Brooklyn Decker. And you know who she's married to? Andy Roddick. How lucky is that, dude?
Who's Andy Roddick?
He's a tennis player, dude.
Oh,
I want to fight him.
What the fuck is
Who's
going
doing what?
On?
What'd you say?
That chick right there, she's a playmate.
The girl that was on the Adam Sandler movie is a playmate. And she's married to a fucking tennis player.
Thanks, Frank's real sport.
How long have they been married for?
She is smoking hot, too. She's really
hot. Guys,
tennis sucks.
The game's not going to be... It's not over yet, all right? She's young, you know?
Oh, no. She's going to upgrade.
She's a Playboy house, or she's a Playboy star. Porn stars only last in relationships no more than a year on average, unless the guy's also in porn.
Yeah.
Really?
She has multiple personalities, so you could probably fuck her and she won't remember.
Brian, not everybody's like your ex-girlfriend.
Who are we talking about here?
Talking about his ex-girlfriend, obviously.
Mario Yamasaki.
Oh, don't give us a hard sign. Oh, who's this girl? Is that you, Allison?
Yeah.
Holy Boom, shit. Look at you.
Allison, I know. It says it's live, but it's not. We recorded that hours ago.
So awesome.
So we're going to dedicate this shot. This next shot's going to be going to Connor Featherson.
All right, Connor.
Again? Damn.
He's yep. Good. No, this,
I'll take the shot, obviously.
I'm just giving them props for constantly staying active.
This goes out to Connor Featherson.
And Connor wants to know where Joey Diaz is.
Where is he?
Mixing 7-Up with the cap thrift.
Mm-hmm. What?
He didn't want to come do it?
All right, I'm taking a shot.
All right, shots. Everybody
I'm making my special pasta, goddammit.
Is that soda water you're drinking or Sprite?
That's Sprite, zero.
I'd love to come to your place, Brian. I already made plans, you cocksucker.
Who's Joey Diaz?
Yeah.
Joey Diaz is out of town. Ari Shaffir is out of town.
Oh, yeah. Ari's doing his
San Francisco Sketchfest.
Yeah, that's great. They told me I should have applied, done the naughty show up there. But
yeah, you should have. What the fuck?
I'll do the next
That'd
one.
That would have been awesome up there.
Do it
at the Mitchell
drunk.
Brothers.
Dude, wait till you see the two videos we made, dude. They're going to be awesome for the next naughty show.
I don't care about one of them.
When is the next naughty show?
January 20th, next Thursday.
Hey, next Thursday night.
Can one of them you just put like a cat's face in front of somebody?
Of course. Of course.
Oh, we got an answer to how you can tell which English girls are...
oh, this is awesome.
Yep. They all have big gold earrings in and wear tracksuits.
That's really weird.
Those are the sluts. The tracksuits and big gold earrings.
So basically any British chick who looks like the version of the Jersey Shore is
yeah,
basically...
That's right.
She's going to be a slut? That's awesome.
All right, this fight...
Oh, she's not a playmate. She's a swimsuit model. Whatever. Oh,
Be Real 1983, congratulations and thank you for answering. You just got the next shot dedicated to you.
Does that guy have a tail? Look at the guy. Guy in the white shorts. He has a tail.
Ew.
He has a tail. He's like one of those tails. What's that movie with Jason Alexander? And he has a little dog tail?
No, it's Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hell.
But
yeah.
No, it's a tag. It looks like he has an ass tail.
Yeah, he's an ass tail.
An extended
so
vertebrae.
Joe Rogan, this fight's live right now, and Joe Rogan just tweeted me, hey, or texted me, I just made a couple tweets for you guys. Hopefully your numbers go up.
Tell Ooh. Rogan said what up.
Yeah, please tell Rogan we said hi.
Joe Rogan, the John Madden of the UFC.
I am going to send Joe a picture of my penis as a reward.
He doesn't want to see that.
I'm just kidding.
Seriously, send it
no,
to him. Let
no,
him know
wait,
you
what,
care.
What's that shit called again? Purple
oh,
waffle.
This is hilarious.
Purple waffle.
I will not root for a fighter with bitch tits. That's just right. my rule. If you're going to be a professional athlete, you can't have bitch tits.
Here's an interesting thing that's going to happen here. I am going to send Joe a purple waffle. Is that what it's called, Allison?
A blue waffle.
Blue waffle.
Bluewaffle.org, I think, or bluewaffle.com.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. I sent him a picture of a blue waffle, and let's see if we can hear a crack in his voice while he's...
That's hilarious.
Dude, I'm Irish, almost three. You guys
I just read
need to
that.
Start drinking. What does that mean?
He's Irish, so he's saying we need to start drinking, as in he drinks way more
oh,
than
Oh, it's 3 in the morning over there. I think that's what he's saying.
Really? Sammy.
It's almost 3 there, and he's still drinking.
Actually, better yet, I'm going to send him a picture of a horse cock.
Yeah, that's right.
A woman
almost 3
sucking a horse cock.
You're right. That's what he is saying.
Yeah. You want me to send you that picture of that tranny sucking
better.
His own dick?
Even better.
No.
I have the best picture ever right now. It is a black man naked with a horse, and both of them are erect.
Oh,
I want
no.
you guys to see this before I send it to picture? Joe.
I'm about to
see. Yeah, right?
I want to see the
picture. I want to see who's behind the camera.
This is what I'm going to send Joe.
This is
no.
hilarious.
I'm about to send you a picture that's going to blow knock your
that's
socks off.
That's just uncomfortable.
Look, that's,
I've got a way better one
no,
than
no,
that.
No, no, no. All right, we'll send both of them. But first...
this picture is going to fucking... This is going to shut the podcast
who's
down.
Who's that no, no, no. picture no. for?
Now listen, guys. You guys are missing the whole point. Joe is working. Joe Rogan is working right now, and I am going to send him
an erect black penis.
Send it to him.
I'm going to send him a picture of an erect black penis and a erect horse at the same time.
Hey, you guys didn't even make a fake bet yet. Who are you betting on?
I bet Barry.
Yeah, I bet the other guy.
Which one? Which one?
He took the fat Mexican with bitch tits.
Right, I took the other guy.
I took the guy with actual hair on
his. For the viewers at home, I don't know if I can really show this on Ustream. It's probably not a good idea.
Everybody.
But if you Google search, let me find my words. If you Google search horse cock, it comes up as the fourth one on the iPhone Google.
IMS 19.
And it's a black guy with in front of a cock. And it's the name of the title is LOL Nigga.
Just watch this camera right here. Watch Sam Tripoli's face, and I'm about to send this to Red Band.
I won't look at it. That's just wanting it right there. That's just wanting it. You know what? I'm more jealous that I can't suck my own dick like that, because I would.
Hey, did I tell you about
putting your
this?
Own wiener in your mouth is still pretty gay.
So the other day,
if I can blow myself,
Red Band is
happy.
About to get this picture. Watch his reaction when he gets this.
So
I just sent it to him.
You're pretty big in Ireland right now, Allison. They're like, wow, does she look as good as she sounds? And I'm like,
very attractive, Allison.
You're big in Ireland.
Wow.
So I the other day, I never did this on my whole life. I decided to try to put my penis in my mouth. Like, I have a big bed, so I have a lot of room of stretching. It's kind of like having a
who's
mat.
Doing somersaults.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a mat at a gym.
You're too old to try that.
You're gonna break your back.
I am pretty flexible. If you can tell, I am going to put my foot up to my head.
No, please
Pete,
don't. Okay.
What have you done to me?
Pretty flexible.
Oh, Pete, that is the most disgusting thing.
Wow, you are
seen.
Flexible.
I'm pretty flexible. So I tried it the other day. And I could touch my tongue to the tip of it and lick the tip of my dick. And I started doing it a little, and then I'm like, this is the gayest shit ever. What am I doing?
It's
awful.
You were able to suck your own dick?
Ew.
I tried.
I would do it if I could.
Have you guys ever tried?
It's horrible. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, I can't.
Once you start doing it, something clicks in your head, and it's like,
it's like you have a penis on your lips.
A horrible idea. I did not think this out. I did not
want
to suck my own
yourself.
Dick.
You molested yourself.
I'm not super hung either. I just got a really angry dick that fights for freedom.
Yeah.
It's called cutting out the middleman.
It just gets in there and just fucking wrecks shop.
Yeah.
You really did that? You put your wiener on your mouth?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I touched it like 6 times with my tongue. I'm like, wow, this is cool that I can do
that.
Can
I tell
that.
You something? What's the best compliment? Let me tell you something about the funniest thing.
Be Real 1983 sent us this.
The best compliment I ever got after a show doing stand-up, a girl came up to me and goes, you are awesome.
Joe Rogan just wrote, what the fuck?
Wait, I want to hear your story. What is
she
it?
She goes... You watching your stand up gives me the same feeling I get when I eat my own pussy.
When she eats her own pussy?
Yeah, how great
Which
is
was,
that?
That might have been a diss actually, because she's like, it's empty. I've never eaten my own pussy.
No, you know? She's saying when she eats her own pussy, it gives her a great feeling.
That's a little gift for you, Red Band.
Wow, that's a good one. I'm ready to send that to Joe right now so we can see if this.
What is wrong with these black people on Google?
Joe wrote back, what the fuck? And I'm just going to send him a picture of a tranny with big boobs sucking
gross.
His own dick.
Thank you.
Okay, what if you guys really, really liked this girl, right? But you never touched her. And then you totally thought she was fucking awesome. And you found out she had a dick. Would it be over?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, by the way? Should I be...
Brian, I have something to tell you.
Well, let me say something to you.
Like, you have an Adam's apple. What is this?
It's my fucking...
That's her gag regular. Reflex stopper. That's her gag reflex stopper.
Coming back.
Dude, Scotland is loving the show.
This is from Be Real. He said, pick out the English sluts.
All right.
He said, I'm going to take a picture where I am right now, see if you can pick out which ones are the English sluts.
Hey, Brian, you should have a British accent.
I think it's the guy in the blue jacket. Yeah. Is that the British slut right there?
What?
You should do a British accent for the rest of the podcast.
I don't know how to do it, because I always think I
those
can do
chicks are all pretty hot, too.
One.
You sound like Monty
Python. Some hot British-ass chicks.
Danger Mouse. Get over here, Danger Mouse. Oh, Danger Mouse.
I'll be British for the whole rest of this drunk cast.
You know that guy, Danger Mouse?
Give me another shot.
Be real. Let him.
Chicks? He's
what?
Like, isn't he in trouble right now?
I was talking about the mouse with the eye patch that used to hang out with the mole guy. And it had Penny. You know,
Simon.
Penny.
Simon.
Was that Go-Go Gadget? I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Simon May, shoot us a tweet. Let us know which one of those girls are that we've taken our own guesses. Let us know which one of those are actually the English whores.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. in Scotland. That's nuts.
Yeah, and they're partying.
Yeah,
of course
that's crazy.
They are. They're Scottish. Those guys like to fucking party, fight, and fuck.
Anyone's listening to the UFC, the audio of Joe, please let me know if Joe just bust out laughing for no reason, because I'm sending him some nasty photos, and right now he might be distracted with fucking horse cocks and black dicks.
Yeah.
How do you guys have this fight? I have it right now, Pat Barry winning first round, and this is kind of even second round.
I agree with you on that, Sam.
Has anyone even been paying attention at this point?
Yes, I have.
We did get a little distracted with the tranny sucking
Joe,
dicks.
Joe Rogan used to have an alien head. See that guy with the alien head on the shorts?
Yeah.
He used to have that as his logo. And I just realized how many people have that stupid alien head. And I think
you know where else they have that? If you drive to Vegas, the really good beef
alien
jerky.
Alien jerky. Yeah. I've been there.
That's like saying like your logo is nowadays. That's like your logo is what? Like
is the Golden Arches?
Yeah, Sam, exactly. Speaking of alien jerky, have you tried that place? Like the buffalo jerky and the alligator jerky?
I like
pretty
it.
Pretty fucking good.
Alligator jerky is the shit.
It was good, dude. That's I wanted to try tuna jerky, but the guy there was like, you fucking kidding me? Don't waste your money on that shit. Yeah, like, that was the owner.
That doesn't sound good. Tuna jerky?
Yeah, I know. No, it didn't. I wanted to try it just because.
Sounds like a porno.
Tuna jerky. All right,
so this next shot goes out to Joe Rogan for keeping it alive.
Ooh.
That is kidding. It's not for Joe, then.
Who's it for?
Let's make it for that fucking old cat.
How about for all the troops?
How about for the troops?
For the troops.
This goes to all the troops who...
save the world.
And let's do this one also for Ireland, which Ireland and England, which are both blowing us up right now.
And Scotland. Give it up for Germany, Scotland, England.
And let's give this up for Stitcher Radio, who's all the now ins. Broadcasting all our podcasts you can hear us on Stitcher Radio.
This everybody. Next shot's going out to pretty much all of Europe and Stitcher Radio.
Dude, I'm not getting any more questions.
If you guys don't know what Stitcher Radio is, it's pretty cool. If you guys have a BlackBerry, if you have an Android, an iPhone, whatever.
Oof.
It's like it just streams podcasts, and we have our own channel on there now under Red Band Studios or Death Squad.
I love Death
Squad. And you can get all the episodes of our Drunk Cast, our US Shit, Naughty Show, Tom Segura and Christina's.
Did you watch his
fly here.
Tom Segura's Half an Hour Here?
I haven't watched it. I have it on my TiVo. I haven't watched it yet.
I heard it's pretty awesome.
You know, I'm excited about it because Tom Segura is a hilarious comic. And
yeah, he's a great guy, too. Him and his wife are the two funniest couples I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, so we've got another request for you, Red Van. You seem to be our stunt man here for everybody that wants to do something. Connor,
that last shot hurt.
Let me have one.
Love it. We got a request for you to grab Allison's breasts, LMAO.
Oh, is this a dare, double dare?
This is called the podcast mammogram.
We're going down under.
This is really just medical right now. This isn't even...
How come that's dangerous?
Is it okay? Am I okay? Am I going to live?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sam, wouldn't you agree we both need more friends like that in our lives?
Yeah. I used to have chicks like that. I called them my pussy brokers because I wouldn't actually sleep with them, but they would
all
hook
their friends,
me up.
Yeah,
They were my references. They're like, oh, he's so cool.
Ooh,
totally fuck him.
This fight could be. Ooh, that was a good.
End. I need that's, more that's pussy
what,
brokers.
Well, if you guys saw that, that's what we call Hollywood magic.
I bet you this is a Subway commercial.
That was all green screens.
No, it's very easy. It's what they do in the movies.
The guy who's about to fall off the chair right here, coming here, he was the stunt guy. No, right there. He was the stunt guy on my Spike show.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, really?
He's very
cool. I knew
cool
it was
guy.
A Subway commercial. It has to be.
Red Band, take a look at what Pete just
Got
sent
it.
You.
All right. Psychic.
It's extremely disgusting.
Okay, hey, you guys. So, yes. I am talking with Jason right now and Sam.
Yes.
When is the next Naughty Show and the podcast that involves what you guys do?
Our next podcast is going to be Monday at probably around 7 o'clock.
Very cool.
And then we're the show, Adult Film, started to be announced. And then we have a Naughty Show next Thursday at the Hollywood Improv. It's Naughty 18.
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Our special guests are Jenna Hayes. Mm-hmm. And Doug Benson, so you know there's going to be a lot of pot smoking going on around there.
Yeah.
We have Jeff Richards' Drunk Girl from SNL, Saturday Night Live. We have Jen Murphy from Comedy Central, and Josh Wolf. From Chelsea Lately is going to be there.
Annie Girard doing a special little thing.
Are you guys going to do that Dirty Diamond thing again, or is that only every once in a while?
That's you can't do it every time.
It's Christmassy, or what?
What's
what?
That?
You guys know about the one regular comic at the Comedy Store, the guy that has the really nice hair, he's a gay comic, he was supposed to get a job with Chelsea.
Justin Martindale?
Yeah.
What happened?
Is that Jordan's friend? Yeah. Jordan's roommate's friend?
What happened, do you know?
No, I guess he was supposed to work with... Whitney Cummings. And be on the other girl
Chelsea
comic
Lately
show.
Chelsea Lately show.
But I don't know what happened with it. I mean, I've met him a couple times, but...
I know he went to her Christmas party and some things got out of hand.
What, did he get drunk?
I don't know.
Oh,
I guess
that'd be sad because I really like Justin. He's a really funny comic.
He got drunk and he did something.
He got drunk and did something and he doesn't know what he did. And no one will tell him what he did.
And I know there was a lot of cocaine, supposedly.
Oh, really?
At her Christmas party, and it was a lot of craziness.
At Chelsea Lately's party? Is he off a show now from doing something he shouldn't have did?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know what? When you're blackout drunk, it's risky.
Guy. Yeah, he's a nice. Very funny guy, and he actually is very interesting because when he got picked up, everyone's like, "Why did this kid get picked up?" And then I just saw him, and he's like, he had something, and now like he's been there like a year or two now, and he's really like clicked into it.
Yeah.
And even though it's not my style of comedy in terms of what I like to do,
yeah,
it's his own style, and it's very funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he's a very cool guy, and he does have some of the best hair in Hollywood. Who do you think has the best hair in Hollywood? Is it between him and Nick Youssef?
Really?
Nick wins?
No, the other guy.
Martin Steve Jim? Simone has great hair, too.
Oh, I haven't seen his
really?
Hair.
Really?
He has really great hair.
There's a lot of people that would think it was them that had good hair.
You know what?
Crystal Leah, I'm sure, would throw his hat in the ring.
For a girl?
But he's just a little too crazy.
I actually grew up with the worst hair. I kicked this girl's ass because she called me Simba one time. Because like I had this, like, I grew up with
what's
a really...
Simba? Yeah,
like a mane.
Simba, like, I had
the
like
lion.
A mane. And like, yeah, my hair is really curly. And I kicked her ass because of that. And that was like my glory moment of being 14 years
were
old.
So are you trying to tell us you were an ugly duckling that grew up to be a swan?
I will show you pictures. I was fucking ugly.
Yeah.
I had headgear.
All 14-year-olds are ugly, though.
I mean, but you never notice. And that's good. I didn't have a bad self-esteem issue. But I look back and I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, when you're in that transitional puberty stage, all kids are ugly as fuck.
Seriously. But there's some that are really pretty, though. And it was like weird.
Yeah, but those are the ones that are ugly
now. They get ugly now. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
This is actually a great fight if you guys are watching this. Yeah. It's a really good fight. This is the kind of fight you like where two dudes... This is like the old, what they call... They used to have a show called Tough Man Competition. Mm-hmm. And that's where two fat guys just...
They were always bouncers.
Yeah.
This guy's a bouncer in so-and-so San Francisco. It's like, yeah, everybody's a bouncer trying to win an extra $50,000.
Yeah, I'm down
with that. What was this, on like Spike or something?
It was back in the day.
It was
when,
even before
Spike
existed.
Even knew what Spike was.
Oh, really?
They just started beating the shit out of each other.
It was like,
uh-oh, the Tums are coming out. What does that mean?
That means Red Band's shots are getting a little too goofy.
Yeah, he has acid reflux.
How many shots are you in, Red Band?
What?
How many shots in?
I think... Four or five.
I'm ahead of you.
Oh, holy shit. She drinks like a trucker.
No, she does.
Yep.
That's how she was.
Hey, Sim.
She's Italian. She's one lasagna away from taking off her clothes.
Simon, you're a funny guy. Be Real 1983 wrote as to which one of those girls are whores in that picture he sent us from England. All of them. If they're wearing Burberry and have big earrings on, they do anything.
Okay.
So now I know what to do when I'm in England. Thank you for that, Simon.
Excuse me while I go have a cigarette.
Whoa, dude, we got Mr. Orange 13 gave us a big shout out, man. A bunch of them are in Wales. They're at a castle in Wales. 50 people are listening to us. We give a shout out to all 45 of you. The other five are really annoying. No, only kidding. Like, y'all are cool, man. Thanks for listening, man. Wales is the shit. Now, are you guys going to Bone?
Huh?
Where are you guys going?
I think
right
they're
going
to go. Yeah. Fuck
is this
going
to be a Bone Fest?
She said she had to snap one off, so she went to the bathroom.
Jay Rogers is trying to sync up with us so our podcast matches his time. So as soon as they give us the round right here, Rogers, I'll let you know how much time's in it.
Exactly. He's holding up a finger right now, a purple finger. And
wow, we're actually getting other people followers. Critical Density is following Herbie versus Stinks just because I retweeted him. Boom, shit's getting big.
Hey, Todd, Red Band is actually going to West Palm Beach. Monkey Todd just asked if anybody's going to West Palm Beach with Rogan, and that's Brian Reichel. Red Band will be there in Florida. Send a shout out. And now he's over there sucking down Tums.
You know, Tums taste like Pez for adults.
They do. Yeah, Tums are Pez for adults.
I love it. And it gives you calcium. That's probably good.
Big Daddy Chops wants to take a shot. I'm taking a break right now, dude. I've been fucking partying like Led Zeppelin lately, so I'm taking a little break from the partying. Don't hate, participate. Nobody paid attention to the freaking cat that was prowling behind Ellie. So we had pussy on pussy crime. Is that what you're saying, brother? Thank you, 16 Pat 21. Boom.
Well, Red Band has one cat that's totally awesome that is locked away for some reason, and then another cat that was prowling around that's like a senior citizen that we just... I guess he just lets that cat do whatever it wants to do in its last days of life.
What do you guys think about these fights? I like these two just beating the crap out of each other.
Jay Rogers, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23 in the third round. So we're 20. We're in the last 20 seconds left.
Please don't count down.
I like how Jay Rogers watches this.
Who's Jay Rogers?
Yeah, my buddy Jay. He likes the Raiders.
Oh, Jay!
And Clippers.
He just sent me a picture of Danger Mouse, which is very nice of him.
Let me see it.
Remember Danger Mouse and that little fucking gopher guy?
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Nickelodeon back in the Dizay when you didn't. When you say I don't know and shit fell on your head.
Damn, you, knocked him out.
Oh, fuck. Whoa, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Watch
that
out.
That was almost scary.
What the yeah, fuck just scary. Happened?
I just won my fake shit back.
No, oh, he's won. Thinking he won. Oh.
I picked Pat Barry.
Oh, you did?
No, yeah. That wasn't the Damn. End. Of, no, no, no. This is going to a decision.
No,
he
no,
didn't
no,
knock
he
him
knocked
out.
Him down.
No, that was at the end of the thing. He just threw himself down after the end of the fight.
Oh.
I want, one more time. 50 people in Wales is listening. What's up?
I love Jay Rogers.
Dude, I'd like
why
to
didn't
hang
Jay
out.
Why doesn't Jay Rogers come?
I texted him. I called him earlier and said, why don't you, because right after I was going back and forth with Deion Sanders. He and I are really good friends. And I called Jay to let him know me and Deion were kicking it. And then
I like the bone in a castle. Wouldn't you like the bone?
I just want to go to a castle.
No shit.
Dude,
I'd like to haunt a castle.
Sarah Tiani is in Germany right
she's
now.
Back. She's back.
Oh, she's back?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was quick. But if I go to Germany, I'm having one day of just going to a castle. I mean, there's so many. I used to date this girl that was addicted to castles for some reason. And she used to have... She had posters all over her apartment,
dude,
of different famous castles. And it was just like,
castles.
There was this one castle in Germany.
She liked White Castle?
No, she didn't like White
That's
Castle.
So weird.
When you're born
Bullshit.
In Columbus, where White Castle was born, you don't ever
want
to eat White Castle.
You want
castle.
Any kind of castle but White
You know what's
castle.
Cool about... Here's some White Castle trivia. The first White Castle ever, they like kept... And they hid it. They like took it out of the ground, you know, where they put it on top of like a truck, and they put it in this field by the Columbus Zoo. And if you were just driving by the Columbus Zoo, you look over to the left and you just see a White Castle in the middle of a field.
Is that where White Castle started? Columbus,
yeah,
Ohio?
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio. And so like I always was like, what the fuck? And so one day I got in my car and it's just this fucking White Castle in the middle of a field sitting there. And that was like their like storage. Like we want to keep this White Castle. One day we might like fucking put it in a museum or something. But we're
That's
just going to hide
time
it in this
capsule they never buried.
Yeah, they hide it in this field. And then I was in Columbus, Ohio recently and I looked for the old White Castle. In the
it's
middle
all
of field.
Strip mauled around it.
They tore down that whole entire field and made like some other kind of zoo part to it. So I don't know what happened.
What
to
kind
it,
of world do we live in when they tear down White Castles?
If YouTube was around back in the day when I used to drive by that thing all the time, I would have totally got out of my car and just fucking filmed this abandoned White Castle in the middle
man,
of a
that
cornfield.
Makes me sad.
Yeah.
16 Pat 21 is excited because we said his name. That's right, man. You tweet us questions, just shout outs. We shout out. That's how we do. We do shout-outs for the shout-outs.
Yep, shout-out to the shout-out. And it really is awesome. Mr. Orange, 316, whatever your real name is, because I just went to your page and it doesn't say what your real name is. But 50 people on the side of a castle in Wales, watching the UFC, listening to the podcast. God bless you, fucking son of a bitches. I mean that.
Dude, I want to hang out. Hey, I just realized that they're doing this... these fights in that base where that guy... That Muslim dude went and shot everybody.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that where this is? Oh,
yeah.
Is that why
Fort
there's
Hood.
All the spirits?
Yeah.
There's a lot of spirits everywhere.
We're doing a lot of spirits.
This fight may have actually been won by leg kicks.
Doesn't he look like a Mexican comedian? Like, hey, next up, hey, Pancho, welcome.
Hey, black people.
Jay Rogers wants to know.
He looks angry.
Jay Rogers wants to know, Sam, why does one of my fellow stupid dummies forget my name?
You know, you're so right. Jay, I'm sorry about that. I don't know, because there's I totally didn't think about that.
Joe Rogan just texted me 1 second ago. You're a sick person.
I wonder if that's because you sent him a text with a tranny sucking his own dick.
All right. I might say, Joe.
Jay, I'm going to forward you that
next
text.
Next interview. Joe, next interview.
Tell him to throw up a peace sign. What's up? You know, tell him to do something like that.
Throw up.
The deuce.
Up a deuce.
Tell him to give us a death squad deuce.
Throw up a death squad deuce.
What is this? Zombie hamster, which is the greatest the name ever.
Zombie hamster. Already follow. I'm following you right now, zombie hamster.
Right. Oh, he's telling you.
He's never going to do that. He's not going to be like, hey, so what's about this fight? Death squad deuce.
I know.
Death squad deuce. He doesn't have death squad deuce. Basically, dude, Zombie is awesome, dude.
Oh, wait. No, I should, like, tell him to undo his first button. Because that would actually be better if he had his first button down. Why is he so tight? He's very restricted.
Dude, Zombie is awesome, dude. This guy's the shit. Boom. Boom. You have to go. He says you have to go to Colditz, castle in Germany, Zombie Hamster said.
There's a few of them in Germany. I'm going to go to my homeland. Why is that girl crying?
Stephen Patton.
She's got
Stephen
gum in her Patton. Mouth and she's crying. And she's got bad acne.
I think she's crying because of her complexion.
Bro.
Dude.
She should get a mint julep mask.
Mick Elmon is listening to us in Calgary, Canada. Hey, holla at your boy.
So Be Real would like to know, to everybody in the castle in Wales, all 50 of you watching, how many sheep are with you guys? He thinks a lot of sheep are with you. So a little England to England neck of the woods. Let's see how many sheep are around the castle, shall we?
48 Flyer 48 wants us to go on Joe Rogan's podcast. We just did it, so we'll probably do it again some other time down the line. Turn and burn, turn and burn.
Turn and burn. Let me go to the Rogan board and see if there's any good questions here.
Gateway, Ireland.
I love that Europe is big on the Drunken Podcast.
Yeah, this is awesome. Mm-hmm.
This is like one of my favorite things to do. This was like, dude, when you came up with this idea, this was the smartest thing you've ever done.
You think?
Yeah, that's right.
I think Podcats is the smartest thing I ever
Podcats, how is that going?
Podcats. Stephen Patton is right. Rogan did not flinch when we sent him that text of a tranny sucking his own dick, and that is professionalism.
That is professionalism. That's wanting it. This looks like the UFC, if it was back when in Seattle during grunge days. That's what this commercial looks like.
John Redcloud, where you been, buddy? Good to hear from you, too.
I love Canada, dude. Canadian girls are hot. I don't know about British chicks. They're hot, too, but Canadian girls are really hot.
Yeah?
Really and hot.
Neil McElman, big shout-out to you in Calgary, Canada, watching off. It.
Yo, we got a shout-out to Red Deer, Alberta, bitches. I do a lot of puppas. I'm getting yelled at. I think this is like, I just got scolded by Red Bam.
Tripoli just got his anti-beatboxing condom put on his microphone.
Alan Rose 420, bam, shout out.
Bam, see, it's your peas. You're like,
okay, when I'm going to do pee, I'll do it over here.
You have like, bam! you have like Simpsons lips. The big things about these mic guys is like if you're going to do anything out of the ordinary, just turn to the left or poo.
Like when I cough, I turn away.
Okay, let me ask you something. How many shots till Red Band starts just saying mean shit to us?
I can't wait. I'm going to send a shout out right now to my man Amari Walker in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I've spent a lot of time in Michigan from right outside the area, Michigan City, Indiana, the 219.
Kalamazoo?
We did Kalamazoo. Sam Triplin and I did Kalamazoo,
that's
Michigan.
Where he hit on your mom. Bam.
Which is where he hit on my mom and tried to adopt me unsuccessfully. God damn it. But Amari, welcome to the club. Big shout out to you. And very cold in Michigan, I understand, right now. So I'm
Are
sorry
you from Michigan, Jason?
Michigan City, Indiana, right between Chicago and Michigan, right on Lake Michigan. So, that neck of the woods.
We got a couple people, man. Giving us some shout outs. We're shouting out like shout outs. We got Mr. Orange 316 giving us, he wants, everyone went crazy, lol. Thanks for the shout out. That's great.
That's awesome. I got
something to talk about. So last night, two nights ago, I went to the comedy store and little Esther introduced me to
anal sex.
No, the host of, Red Hour. Radio. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
They're from Chicago. They're in town tonight or this whole weekend. And they had Esther on a couple of weeks ago when she was in town in Chicago. And every time somebody called, that people were like, what the fuck? You fucked Red Band, blah. You used Red Band, blah. And they just went off on her. And
you were really powerful, brother.
Well, it was pretty awful. I had no idea about it. I listened to it way afterwards. So anyways, I meet the Esther last night or two nights ago was like, you need to meet the host. He's here right now. And I'm like, sure, I'll meet the guy. He seems like a nice guy. Second I meet him, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Second I'm like, hey, how's it going? He goes, so I heard you've been talking shit about me.
Who, the guy from Chicago?
Yeah, the Red House.
Does he know where he is?
I have no idea.
Your house.
I know.
But
Esther
made Brian walk up to him and said, hey, my friend wants to meet you. And the minute Brian walks up to him, he goes, hey, you've been talking shit on me? I'm like, did Esther plan that out?
No. I asked Esther. She supposedly had no idea about it. But the guy he seemed kind of, I don't want to say he is. Allegedly, if I were to guess, he seemed kind of coked up or stoned on sativa.
He was
kind of
like douchey.
He just seemed very intense.
Wearing a suit.
Yeah, he's wearing a suit.
Yeah, a nice professional looking jacket.
And so then I saw him last night, the second night in a row. And I'm like, hey, how's it going, man? You know, I just want you to know, I looked through all the podcasts, and you know, I didn't say anything about you, so I don't know why you thought that. And he goes, whatever. But then his co-host comes up, and he was one of those guys that every second he was like doing that thing to my shoulder. You know, like, you know, where he's hitting your shoulder. And I got to the point where I'm just like staring at him like, dude, all right,
let's go find them tonight.
Yeah, they're going to be there tonight.
They were at the comedy store last night.
Let's go fuck them up.
Dude, Mr. Orange
I don't give a shit.
So Red Hour Radio, subscribe to them on iTunes. I'm sure they're nice people, but great first impression, guys.
Mr. Orange 316 says, everybody went crazy when we gave him a shout out. It's -5 out there, and the girls are in skirts at 3 a.m. Welsh sluts beat English sluts. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, I love it.
Mr. Orange 316, bring
okay,
that
here's
shit.
What we can do.
Pictures. We want pictures.
Yes, I would like two things. Two things, Mr. Orange 316. I would like you to send a picture, if you can, of all of those. If we're going to see who's sluttier or not.
Yeah.
Whales. Show us your tits in a picture. Tweet it to us. Number two, I want to see how many in -5-degree weather, how many English dudes or in Wales will moon us. One picture of guys mooning us. One picture
why
of girls showing us their tits.
Why are you asking for guys mooning us?
I just want to see some craziness.
Why
would
you just do that?
I want to see some craziness.
We're done, dude. We're going to get 9,000 man
hey,
ass.
Brian, someone, 16Pat21 said, you guys paid no attention to the cat prowling behind Allie.
Yeah, we already did.
We already
said
that. Why don't you catch up, Allison?
Where was I? Was I Allison?
Come on, look at the time stamp on that. What are you doing?
14 minutes ago.
Yeah, 14 minutes ago.
Ross Weirdich, he's 18. He said he wants some Jack, but if not, man, give him a shout out for being boring sober.
We'll give you a shout out for that. Sam and I both not drinking tonight.
Yep.
You know what? Dark Match just wants to know what I'm eating.
Is a good question. I was about to tweet you the same fucking question.
Dude, you sound like Eliza's dog right now.
No, I'm sorry.
Piss o'clock.
It's freaking amazing. What's the restaurant called? It was some Mexican place.
Yeah, some Mexican place is all you need to know. They had one of the good luck cats that all the Chinese people have, and it's like based off my logo. Not based off my logo, is based off it. Sam's not even picking.
No, I am listening.
All right,
dude.
So you know I'm talking about the cat that has a hand up and stuff like that. We went to this Mexican restaurant, which is some shithole in the wall, but it's really good down the street. And they had one of those cats, and I found it, and it was on top of a refrigerator way in the background. It had been sitting there so much, and it was so dirty. Like, no one was going to clean that off, right? The whole thing was like, it looked like blackface version of it.
That's so hilarious. Dude, my mom collects antiques, man, and I had a bunch of black friends as a kid.
Right.
And so they'd come over and they'd see, my mom had all the old antiques that were just straight up. Yeah, like that stuff.
The Aunt Jemima blackface.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah.
So we got Joshua C. Miller giving a shout out to all the, we got some huge fans out there in Tucson. And Germany's back, man. Bam. Dude, I'm loving all the fans.
Joe just texted me, how do I do that for the Death Squad dudes? Just unbutton your top button.
Tell them to unbutton. Just shout out the peace sign. Just like, what's up?
Tell them throw up a peace sign.
Just do it for us,
throw
man.
Up a peace sign.
Tell them everybody's watching. No, they want to see the peace sign.
Tell them, yeah. any kind of hand gesture. We got 50 people in England
loving them.
Just
throw up a peace sign. LOL.
Tell them we got 50 people in England that a bunch of chicks will show their tits if he throws out a peace sign.
Yeah, do it.
I wrote back, just throw up a peace sign, LOL.
So everybody watching, we're going to see if this works. We're going to try to get Joe Rogan throw up the deuce for the podcast. If that happens, tweet us your tits.
That would be hilarious if he throws up.
This will be hilarious if Rogan does this for all of us, you guys.
Yo, we got a media rotation. Shout out to the painting behind us. They like your painting.
It is nice, dude.
Thank you.
I love it,
Brian. You know what's funny is that some guy from San Francisco sent me a photo, and he goes, dude, where did you get a copy of one of my paintings? And I remembered when I painted that, it was actually somebody's avatar in a message board form once.
Whoa, that's crazy.
And I was like, that's a cool message board form. I want to recreate it. And I based this painting off of that. It's not exactly the same.
That's cool, man.
But it was pretty close. So, yeah, if that guy's anywhere, I didn't.
Thanks for the idea.
Yeah, thanks for the idea. Yeah, I stole it from you. I'm in sea of that shit.
No, that's cool,
no, it's
man.
For my personal use. If I was selling that, cool. Then yeah, I'd feel
what,
bad.
Did he get angry at you? Or
no,
cool
he just said, hey, where'd you get a copy of my painting? And I'm like, that's not, wait. Oh, maybe dude. I did base that off of something else.
By the way, Sam, have you seen pictures of Al Davis lately?
Oh, yeah, it's really scary.
How is he still alive, dude?
There's just some people have deals that they just don't die. And I love the Raiders too, man. I'm a huge Raiders fan.
That guy looks like shit, man. I can't believe Al Davis, tweet us if you're watching. No.
Dude,
that guy hasn't had a computer. Doesn't even know what a computer is.
Ouch. Don't listen to this podcast with headphones on.
Oh, I just got yelled at for pronouncing somebody's name.
Wydert. Get used
Ross
to it.
Ross Wydert. No problem, dude.
I'm not digging these commercials at all. This is getting really annoying. And
it's very patriotic.
Dude, it's very patriotic, which is fine.
The Youngster, big shout out for getting white bitches drunk on podcasts. So
white bitches you're drunk welcome. On podcasts.
You're welcome, hell the Youngster. Yeah.
Boom, white bitches. Drunk on podcasts. Who's this guy?
Wow, this is Kevin Smith singing.
Yeah. What is the dude from Clerks rocking right now?
Seems like he's very excited about the Smod Castle.
Boom.
So I guess there's these, they just did these reviews of podcasts the other day, and I don't know who, like Joe was telling me, like some like big guy reviewed all these podcasts.
Uh-huh.
They reviewed me and Joe's, and they said, you know, it was for the most part pretty good. It was a little longer than they wished, and that we repeat topics, which is very obvious. But then they reviewed Mark Maron's, the same thing. He did pretty good. And then they reviewed Kevin Smith. They hated it.
Really?
Adam Carolla. They hated it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. It was like, so it was pretty cool that, like, at least, you know, we're just new to this shit. You know?
Didn't they just post a thing where you guys were who put you guys in the top 10 of podcasts?
Apple
was that
did.
Apple? iTunes?
Yeah, iTunes.
Awesome,
they picked the, like, you know, I don't
That's
know what
super
it's based
cool.
off of, but they picked like the top 10 and we were like number 6 or something.
L Rose 420 thinks you're one badass motherfucker and wants a special brand of your Bloody AIDS. Congratulations.
Fuck yeah, Bloody AIDS coming right out to you guys.
Now,
Bloody AIDS.
What?
No.
All of a sudden, she's like, what? Bloody what? AIDS.
You got to talk in the mics.
What is Bloody AIDS?
Bloody AIDS is
the worst kind of AIDS.
Bloody
worst
AIDS. Kind of AIDS. Okay.
You've asked me today twice what AIDS was.
Who is this guy?
You know
guy?
That?
I think you're just going to have to show her, Brian.
The ref, it's AIDS. The ref looks like an extra from the show The Town.
He's a wicked hot kid.
Someone Twittered me and said, what should Allison be eating is a better question.
Cock.
Is that what that means?
It could mean cock.
You go
it could
both
mean
ways?
Pussy.
I'm like, I'd rather eat some.
Have you, Allison, have you ever had a sexual relationship with a woman?
Oh, no.
Never?
Never kissed.
Not even experimenting, fucking
never
around
kissed.
In young
no.
days.
I mean, I made out with my best friend.
There
so
we
this
go.
Guy said, I'll give you $5. He gives me $5. I realized
fake
he
five bucks
no,
or
no,
real five
he took
bucks.
The $5 out of my own purse.
Oh, who we? Oh, we got to take this. Who are we taking this
I'm fight? Taking the guy on the right.
I'm going to take. Oh!
Oh!
Man, I'm taking that guy, too.
So am I. I think we all are here.
I'm taking another shot. That's what I'm taking.
Yeah.
And let's see if you can finish this
shot.
This
shot is dedicated to everybody in Wales outside of a castle getting funky.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Hopefully someone's getting laid. Hey, do Scottish chicks like anal? That's the question.
Do any chicks like anal? That's the
yes.
question.
Yes. 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 Many chicks like anal.
Yeah,
definitely.
You just have not tried
I like
it.
How fast you guys are like, yes.
No. It's 100%
no,
true.
There are
but
girls who just
you,
like it.
But why? You've talked to like 5 girls who like it, so you think there's like a lot, though?
No, I'm not saying there's a lot. There's definitely girls
there's
that
girls
like it, though.
There's girls who want to get banged in the ass.
There's girls that like it more yep. than pussy
this,
sex.
This is over.
Oh, yeah. This is over. It's like...
I think
that was a no. terrible
bad
stoppage.
That was
stoppage. Terrible.
What a douchebag. What's he doing?
Yeah. Now he's acting like a fool.
He's like,
oh, no, it wasn't. No, he can't even walk.
Oh, that was fake. That was a fake. That was sarcastic.
He still was going to get knocked the fuck out, but at least let me see that.
You fell
so you
for
know
it.
What this
I paid
dude?
Nothing for this fight. Let me get my money's worth.
You know what, though? This is better than the last fight that I paid for, I think.
Do you know that the winner of this, you know who they get? Jose Aldo. So the winner of this gets their ass kicked.
The winner of this is going to get their fucking ass kicked.
Oh, there you are again, Allison.
There's Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy
hey,
fixing
isn't that
face.
The waitress at the Comedy Store? The one who just...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Boom, sleepies.
Now, apparently, according to another one of our English listeners here, Mark Harwood, if you walk around London at night, you'll see a lot of sluts getting banged in alleyways.
Really?
I've got to get to London. That's what Monkey
yeah,
Mark
I
says.
Yeah, I totally would love to bang a British chick in the alley. JR Gomez loves Raider Nation. Holler at your boy. What do we got going on here?
Stephen Patton would like us to get Rogan to rub the next winner's head.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Look for the gang signs.
Is this Rogan throwing up a gang sign for us?
Oh, he didn't see it.
No.
Oh, he didn't interview him. Oh. Okay, it was coming up. All after right.
This will be badass if he does it.
Keep your fingers crossed. Yeah. Getting some.
Any kind of sign would probably work.
That would be great if he grabs the mic. It's just like, what's
he just
up?
He comes out and like, peace.
Oh, yeah. Chicks like to drink beer.
Skank Tees.
Greatest name ever after Sorry. Zombie Hamster.
Okay, this guy on Twitter said, oh, my God, Allison is molesting whatever's in that plate. Okay, listen, I know when I seize food, I kind of go at it, you know? But now I'm not hungry anymore.
So you're done molesting.
Yeah, I'm done molesting. The molestation has ended. But thank you for realizing.
Guys just get giddy when they see a girl.
I like to eat.
Anytime.
She's Italian. She eats all fucking
good. I like to eat.
What happened?
Adrian on Twitter with Adrian D1 would like to know, dude, what is up with Al Davis always having Band-Aids on his face? That is a great question,
yeah,
man.
That's where the evil is seeping out of. And I love that he always has Adidas workout gear on, like he's working out at all.
He does always have Adidas gear on, and he always is covered in Band-Aids, like he just lets his cat shave him or like something.
Oh my God, the Hulkster's got bitch tits. Come on, man.
Dude, that Hulk Hogan used to be my grandmother's neighbor.
Bro.
Really?
In Florida.
I sat behind the Hulkster on UFC, and he was combing his hair the whole time.
He should shave his head.
He actually pulled out a comb, like a Bill Burr comb. He actually pulled out a comb, and he was just fucking combing his hair while watching the UFC. It was the most surreal thing. Like, I was sitting behind him going, I'm watching my old hero combing his what looks like fake hair, you know, while he watches the UFC.
Dark Match says, too much training at Hooters. Now, who are you talking about?
Definitely not Allison.
Hooters, are you serious?
Yeah.
You need to be ugly to work there.
No, those are just girls who are too scared to strip.
Yeah, right?
John Red Cloud wants us to know he's smoking train wreck, blazed off his ass, watching the UFC, and listening to us, having the greatest night.
That's cool.
That's sweet.
I just took a really big hit. My throat hurts. Brother.
Really?
Yeah. You guys don't want to smoke at all?
No, I'm good.
Al Davis is a lepa, says 16, Pat 21.
So we got 430 users right now, or viewers.
That's awesome. Hello.
Viewers. Mr. Orange 316.
Mickey Rourke's on there.
Dude,
I'm totally
Mickey
with
Rourke.
You that it's not.
Google Mickey Rourke from like 20 years ago. It's crazy what happened to his face.
Oh, I know.
Well aware
Dude,
of Wales not being in England.
You did?
But my apologies for saying that.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton, AIDS-y.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it sounds like, you know, I'm going to say England Puffy. And Wales, what we've been hearing and what's been going on.
Is awesome.
It's pretty awesome. All right,
wait. We got to look for peace sign. Peace sign.
We're looking for peace sign, everybody.
Any kind of
Xavier
sign.
Xavier Red, Scotland right. in the house.
Oh, look at his ear.
All right.
This will be hilarious if Rogan does this.
I doubt he's going to give a fucking peace sign. He might do something.
Might do a quick little one.
Yeah, maybe. That or maybe he'll hold the microphone. He'll hold the microphone with a peace sign.
Yeah, I'm down. Come on, give us something, man. Yeah.
Text Rogan to go up there for the next interview with just his balls hanging out of his pants. See if he does it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, where's Joe and the peace sign? All right, come on, peace sign. Come on, with your hand, with your mic. Come on,
give us the peace sign, Rogan.
He might.
This is exciting.
This is exciting. I think he's going to let us down, though.
I don't think he will. It's not his move. I think we picked the wrong move.
No, he's like, dude.
We should have told him to scratch his beard or something.
When I said peace sign, he's probably like, what the fuck, faggot? And then he fucking threw something at Mike.
Well, you said deuce. You got to say deuce. Deuce sounds cool than peace sign.
Yeah.
Deuce. Peace sign is like so outdated.
Yeah, we got to come up. What's a death squad? You got to come up with the death squad thing like this.
Death squad.
It should look like a douche.
We should have told him to scratch his beard. I mean, this guy was just getting lit up, dude. God damn!
Scratch his beard.
It's like, here, kiss my face.
That was a slow stop.
Kiss some love. It was.
It was a bad stop, but this is.
But look at that guy. Oh, look, he's He had to catch him. Come on, that's not that slow of a stop.
Blew it in your ear.
I hate that fighter's heart bullshit.
Dude, who got knocked out?
He's giving shout-outs.
Roop got knocked out. Knocked out. Dark March. Match. Dark match. Roop got knocked out. You want her a bad comb story? My uncle carries a pick.
All right, come on. Peace sign.
No. We should make bets.
He's doing a peace sign on the back. Joe's getting a little nervous, you can tell.
You know what we should do? We should tell Rogan, dude, if you really want to be our bro, go up in the next, after the next fight interview, with only a mustache, then go up totally clean.
All right, wait. Peace sign. Come on, Joe. Oh, the camera's off him. He's probably doing peace signs all day right now.
Oh, come on. Damn it. We missed the whole thing.
Tell him if he really wants to prove it. Go up in blackface. Tell him to go up in blackface.
Yeah. Wow.
What is that? Like very stern looking? What
yeah,
is black?
That's like it. Very stern looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not going to do a peace sign. Why would I say a peace sign?
Why don't you say something else?
He should fucking start drooling or something. No. I don't know what.
You know, welcome back, Cotta, the Puerto Rican Jew. 16, nice. 16, Pat, 21. Puerto Rican Jew. That's the greatest combination of words I've ever heard in my life.
Two things that shouldn't mix, Puerto Ricans and Jews. Mm.
They should mix more often, though.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of like Jew Mexicans. There's weird things that don't mix.
Yeah, for sure. It is kind of weird. Jews and Mexicans do not mix. What's some other things?
Chinese guys and black chicks.
No.
You always see the black dude with the Asian woman, but you never see an Asian woman, Asian, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
An Asian man walking around with a big, you know, sister.
Absolutely.
I've never seen that.
Let's see if Sam could do this.
Triple A, are you actually
without destroying the whole studio, can...
That was pretty close. That was close. Yeah. Tripoli, let that badass cat out of the cage.
I need to start making money, Jay. I need to make money enough where I can have a third bedroom or a second bathroom. One of the two. I think the problem with having one bathroom is if you date anybody, you pretty much have to go to the bathroom at the same time.
But you can
eating at the same time and you're drinking at the same time.
You
and
can always piss in the backyard.
He did.
Though.
You peed in the backyard today, didn't you?
I pee in the back time.
We had to go to the bathroom at the same time today.
You should take my advice and, dude, just do it for one day. No pants whatsoever. Just quit wearing
pants. No, I do no pants all the time. But when I have people over in my house, I'm
that's their fault. That's their fault for stepping into the no pants.
I do no pants all the time. I do no pants.
Isn't it great?
Really, Brian?
All the time.
It's great.
Fucking balls flapping. Yeah, it's great. The only problem is
the freedom. Like I've never known before.
Yeah, the only problem is you get a little bit of like that cotton fuzz thing, you know, where it's like
in your ass,
right?
Ew.
You start getting like fucking the shit that you get in your belly button, but you get it like under your balls.
I could care less. It's been a freedom like I've never known. 10-12 hours a day, completely pantless.
Right.
I've never done that.
No.
I can't even sleep
you have.
Naked.
You don't wear underwear.
I don't wear underwear.
Yeah,
but I still have pants on.
You go down on you, and you're picking out cigarette butts and fucking.
Ants.
I would like to know who would like a shot dedicated to him. And
me.
We're going to find one right now. And I'm going to go Zombie Hamster because that's one of the better names I've heard of. Zombie Hamster. This next shot is dedicated to you guys. And is this going to be Allison or is it going to be Red Band?
I'll take another one. Let's
okay.
just do it.
We're going to give Red Band
hammered.
A breather.
I'm going to get to
Oh, we got
hammered.
A Zombie Hamster token up. Is that what a picture? Is that what this picture is, buddy? Let me take a look here.
That's
going to
be a great fight.
Wow, I'm starting to feel like the black Audi
part. Oh, cool. Little pick of the fight there.
Ouch.
Oh, look at this, dude.
That shot was for you, Zombie Hamster.
We have hipster Anderson Silva right here.
Oh, wow. Look at it. I didn't even recognize Anderson
Wow, that's Anderson Silva?
Thank you, my friend.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like Mike Tyson.
He is
where they
like
have
the
this
Brazilian
really
Mike,
high voice.
He's the Brazilian Mike Tyson.
He's Brazilian?
You know what he looks like? He looks like somebody that works
he's
at
the
Jamba
best.
Juice.
He's like the baddest. Like
I've heard his name before. I just never knew
like
he was.
He's like the Michael Jordan of the sport right now. Like, you know, arguably.
But he looks like he's 40. I thought you said it wasn't as great.
No,
as you're 40.
He's the Matrix.
No, he's like 35, 34-ish.
Really? Joe has said this every time or a few times when he has fought that because I actually told Joe this. I'm like, I believe that he is in the Matrix when he fights. And everyone else
really?
Is like out of the Matrix.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, who am I doing the shout out to?
Who's
This one. Did you already do one?
Anderson, no.
This one is for Zombie Hamster for sending us a pic.
Zombie Hamster, that's a cool name.
Yep.
So I want to do it anyway.
So this shot is for you. And 48 Flyers 48 wants us to know, do we realize that Allison just said her throat hurts because she just took a big hit, but has no gag reflex?
Yeah, what's up with that?
A lot of people are questioning your gag reflex.
Me and Allison just got over the worst cold ever.
Well, I'm sorry. My soft tissue inside my esophagus is sore from smoke.
I don't know if this is the case everywhere outside of L.A., but L.A. right now has a really bad cold going around that everybody has been getting.
Yesterday, I was sick as fuck.
Dude, it's bullshit. It's all this chest congestion. It's like, how many times can I really fucking blow my nose?
It's unbelievable. We all have had the same cold. And everywhere we go, we're like, oh yeah, you have that cold now. I don't know if that cold is going around, but that cold's a bitch, and I hate it.
I fucking hate that cold, dude.
3 weeks of bullshit.
Okay, listen, I haven't gotten the flu shot or that H1N1 bullshit for like years, ever. I'm thinking, should I get it? Like, should I get a flu shot?
Yeah.
Would I get less sick?
No.
I don't know. Some people say it works, some people don't.
I just stay away from all that shit.
Now, we got a couple people that have said something that is never going to work. What? So you guys can quit saying it. What? A couple people keep saying, tell Joe Rogan to hug or caress the next fighter.
I read that.
It's never going to happen.
It's the same guy, dude.
And if we sent him if we send him that text, he would probably choke us out the next time we saw him. So,
yo, give 16 Pat 21 a shot, too, man. He's been a Marine since 1999 and just returned from four straight tours, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. If that's,
someone
if that's
do a show,
well, congrats. Cheers to you for not fucking killing yourself.
Here's
that's crazy.
Our friend Jordan's just about
to. Take a
to,
shot.
Our friend Jordan's about to.
I'm good. Ryan, take a shot.
Our friend Jordan just is about to get out of the Navy. He's been in for how long? 7 years?
8 years.
8 years.
But he wants to get out.
He wants to get out, but dude, yet that he also wants to go back in. He's like, I think I might go back in.
Listen.
I'm like, dude. You are, what, 26?
Tell Sam this.
Yeah, hold on. You're 26. You've been fucking in the military since you're 18. You haven't even had a second to live your life as an adult on the outside world. Don't you think this motherfucker should fucking take a break? Go fucking crazy.
Bang some chicks.
Go fucking do some LSD on the beach and fucking fuck a hippie and just go crazy.
You don't know what's fucked up?
You don't even know what life is right now.
Sam, what happened with our friend Jordan, I guess, since he's opting out of the military like earlier, he's not getting a severance pay as opposed to them letting him go.
That's
8 years, you know?
They're, it's
8 years, you should at least make $200 a month.
Get some benefits. Come on.
$200 a month at least.
Why does everybody want to see the fleshlight? Does anyone really want to see?
Why?
Pull it out. Show everybody what a fleshlight looks
like. Don't pull it out because he's going to end up humping it.
Dude, if you fuck that thing, I'm just going to sit here and
that's
kick it anyway.
This shout out you just did is going to our boy 16 Pat 21.
16 Pat 21. This one is for you. This is the puke one.
Steven
Patton,
I can already tell
it's going to puke.
Me too.
I love it.
And it's
so Bottom Glass, who's Richard Dean, would like to know what our thoughts are on two fights coming up, the Belfort Spider Silva as well as Forrest Griffin Rich Franklin.
Here's my whole thing on that. I'm a huge Anderson Silva fan, but I think Belfort's going to give him a great
look
fight.
Look at those sober faggots over there.
And also, and we're
bad.
There. Mean red band. And I'm going with Forrest Griffin over Rich Franklin. I'm going to take
those
it.
Those sober faggots.
Brian, are you
just
drunk?
You shut your mouth!
Your mouth when you're talking to me.
I'm actually going Franklin, and I'm going Franklin and the Spider.
Brian, how drunk are you? Oh, are you smoking weed right now, too?
Shut up!
You shut up.
For the audio listeners, that's probably a lot funnier than the video listeners.
Yeah, maybe.
Yo, we got a shout out to Chi-Town. We got Kyle Solberg. Shout out.
Should I take a hit right now?
Dan Morgan, shout out. Yes. I'm glad we're helping you through the commercials, double buddy. Thanks for listening.
You dare me to take a hit?
Hey, okay, here's something Rogan can do. IMS 1975 says he should stroke his beard like an intellectual professor.
All right. Stroke your beard. Your beard. Like.
And John Burrell, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. John Red Cloud said, don't get the flu shot. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Eat well. Probiotics is the key. So
I think so. I think it's probiotics is like vitamins. And,
yeah.
Bionics, like Bionic Man?
Biotic. No, biotics. Nope. Like antibiotics, biotics, Benefit.
Told him to stroke his beard or do something with his beard.
Yes, tell them to do that. Do it for all the kids who are watching.
Yeah, tell them we got a.
Tell them we got a bunch of children watching who love him.
And by the way,
dude, why does everybody want him to go homoerotic?
I know it's that
with
one
these
guy.
Fighters.
I know.
No,
it's
this
that
is
one
another guy.
Guy.
This is another guy.
See if you could tell Rogan to blow the next fighter. This is like, no.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
The youngster wants him to make out with a guy. It's like Eskimo kisses. Why do we want that?
So I texted Joe Rogan to stroke your beard or itch it or something. So hopefully this next fight or anywhere near it, he will stroke or itch his beard.
Let's see. Who's Pat Horn?
Pat Horn likes to shoot guns. And he
Pat
also
Horn.
Likes...
Pat Horn.
Captain of the U.S. Army.
He's a big peggle guy.
He wears Ray-Bans. The weird kind.
He likes a lot of ZooCab games.
Monkey Mark said you're starting to slur your words. He's so excited.
You know, it's funny if you're watching this. If you're watching this podcast, which is funny because you have one window of the drunks and one window of the two sober guys sitting close together texting.
That was weird.
Oh my god!
He had a cone head. That was uncomfortable. Hey,
robot.
48 Flyers. 48. Wow. He's wondering if you're going to live. Oh,
this
wall.
Is horrible.
Look
to
at
watch
this. I know. We're making fun of him.
This.
I know.
Who's making fun of him?
I know
me.
He's making, making fun in your head.
Elson, why are you making fun of him?
Okay, I was just going like, run, Harmon. And then I'm like, oh my God.
I don't want to watch this.
Me neither.
All right. So everyone let's look at Sam's feet and act like those are nice shoes.
Yeah, they're my favorite sneakers.
What are those kind of shoes? Adidas, right?
Yeah, they're Adidas, and they're very comfortable.
Have you guys kind of got a shoe obsession, would you say? Do you have like, you know?
I think I'm a Filipino woman with all the shoes I
want. I've got a lot of shoes.
Yeah, I'm starting to kind of get freaked out. And what's worse is throwing the shoes away.
It's very hard for me.
They don't make these.
Oh, you're saying you also have a shoe obsession.
Yeah, it's like they don't
shoes
make these.
Shoes and hats.
They
I know you have a t-shirt obsession,
they don't
too.
Make these Vans anymore. Do I throw them away? I might never wear them again, but I like the design. Maybe I should just take a photo of them and throw them.
I have a lot of shoes. I have a lot of
hats. Brian has a lot of t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, he's got.
I love t-shirts.
I have a lot of t-shirts, too.
Really?
I love t-shirts.
But his are always really funny. Like, he always has funny shit on, like,
No, I just like Woot. I like what Woot does.
I was rocking your
like
Red Band shirt the other day.
And I like Woot and Threadless.
I think you have more clothes than I do.
Wales, what's going on? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, Wales. Gary, I think they're all out. I think they're all sleeping.
No, they don't sleep in Wales, bro. They do three things. They fight, they fuck, and they party.
Hey, are you going out back?
Right. Okay, we just got some info. Jay Thrift just says people that get severance pays are ones who are forced out before the end of the contract in an honorable way.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Allison Rhodes. We're not talking about Alice Rhodes 420. We're not going to talk about Allison's clitoris.
Maybe we can. Let's get her back in here, and we will talk about her clitoris.
You know what's crazy about Allison is that she's Italian, and I don't know if you guys know a lot about Italians. Either of you
They have
Italian?
Giant clits.
You guys Italian?
I'm not anything
Sam,
close
Italian?
To Italian.
Yeah, I'm Italian.
Sam's part Italian.
Half Italian.
You could be a kind of Italian.
He's part Italian.
You're half Italian?
Yeah.
He's half Italian.
All right, so Italians
half
like...
Half liar.
I know a couple Italians growing up in Ohio, and I base everything about Italian from those three people that I knew growing up, is that they like to eat a lot. They like to hug a lot. They like to drink a lot. They are all about family. And they also always want to kind of like, hey, I'm stronger than everyone in the world, so I'll smoke 30 times more weed than I should. I'll drink 30 times as much as I can. You know?
Sounds like you're Italian.
You dress like a ninja. Has anyone ever told you that? You look like you're trying to fight crime.
No. She's my bodyguard. Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie, Bodyguard, with Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Turn it around.
That's a great movie.
It's pretty much like
that. Flip it on. Okay, that's what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Boomer OCM, I don't know how to pronounce that, wants a shout out. You got it, brother.
Steph VB in Oslo, Norway. What's up, motherfucker?
Yeah, give us some shout outs from the Norway.
You know
ladies.
What, Brian? I actually decided I'm going to stop smoking weed and drinking starting right now on the podcast.
What?
That hit of weed and that drink was my last one.
What?
Are you serious?
Right now. It's going to be epic.
Why?
For the day? You're just going to stop for the day.
For the next 10 minutes.
Hey, cheers on that. For the next 10 minutes. Cheers on that. Come on, cheers on that.
You're such a bad influence, dude.
Skank tease, no problem on the shout out, buddy. Thanks for saying you like the red
cheers
shoes.
On cheers on
you're
that.
Corrupting me.
And
that was great.
Red Man, we got a funny one here from Skank T said, hey, Teeb, like your red shoes. Thanks for mentioning my name on the podcast. And do you realize that you are sitting on Red Band's no pants all the time couch, in quotation marks.
Oh, God.
So, I did not realize
by
that.
By the way,
I
do like your shoes.
Thank you. Thank you.
No laces. Does it come with laces and you just took it off?
No laces. Yeah, no. It's like elastic.
It's like if you
I
take
want
the
red shoes. I want sneakers.
Some people think you have a big clitoris.
Really?
People are wondering what's up with your clit.
They mean that in a good way.
Red Who band. Fucking
how
told
big,
you?
Red band. Big is your pussy boner.
Red
my
band.
Pussy boner?
You know how light
oh,
those are.
Man.
Lightweight.
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
Let's go back to Teep's shoes. Teep's shoes are like net. You can They're the Converse All-Stars, but you can see through them like fishnet. And they have no laces, and they're very
those
light, like a MacBook
cool.
Air.
It's like not
of,
wearing shoes.
Yeah, feel that. It's like a MacBook Air of Converse. It's crazy.
So where this thing weighs like not even like an ounce.
Yeah. Where would you get the shoe, but minus the stinky smell of fungus?
Of course. Hollywood Boulevard, right next to Pig and Whistle. They got every fucking Converse you've never seen.
I got Japanese.
30 bones, bro. Real cheap.
Nice. Sneakers.
I got Japanese sneakers. That's pretty much the sole was the only thing that weighed anything. And it was like you could take it and fold them into each other. Yeah. It was the baddest shit.
I have shoes like that.
Oh, that's cool. All
right, so his next fight is Matt Mitrione Tim Hague. I'm going to go with the guy on the right.
I'm going Mitrione.
I'll take imaginary
$5.
I'm
taking Matt Mitrione. Right.
So right now, you owe me 10 imaginary.
$5.
Five. Right. You know, yeah, you owe me 10.
$10.
So we're going to vet another five.
Right, so let's do double. Let's do double this time.
Oh, you're going double.
Right. Yeah. This
one's going all in on this.
This is 10.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, this question is for Brian. Would you like to have a cigarette outside?
Here's the deal. We need three hosts at the same time.
Do we?
Yeah.
And, they can't just talk and do all their shout-outs?
I want to pee.
Oh, that's funny. 48 Flyers wants
there you go.
Allison to smell
you have to
Red
take over
Band's
as the host.
Fleshlight.
Ooh, I'd like to see that,
I'd like
too.
To do that.
I'll fucking lick
well,
it.
We'll do that.
I would love it if
get
you
it
would
out,
lick
dude.
It.
Get it out. We need
right.
views.
All right. Hold on, I got it. All right, I'm gonna pee and have a cigarette. Allison's gonna talk about it. We're gonna build it up, and I'm gonna go grab it. So you guys build it up.
Yes,
and, give us a shout out.
This is awesome.
And she will lick it, and she'll probably put it in her pants and rub it against her vagina.
I'm down.
All right. Who wants to make a fake bet? Who will bet $5 imaginary dollars that Allison will do it or won't do it?
Is this supposed to be gross? Like, is it like I'm licking old semen?
No, I'm imagining
Brian cleans this thing, but I hope he does.
No, well,
I don't know.
We hope he that's doesn't.
I'm sure he cleans it. The question is, when did he use it last?
Yeah,
and we will find that out when he gets
back. That's gross. That's like, hey, suck on my fucking vibrator.
Now you're thinking too much. And you know, we would, though.
Would
that's
you?
The weird
oh,
thing.
Oh, God, dude.
You had
trust
it right
me.
Here? Oh, yeah.
So is it so okay if a guy would suck on a girl's vibrator, is it okay for a girl to lick a guy's fleshlight?
Yeah.
It's like same thing, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So I should just be down.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me tell you, your vibrator probably isn't the most disgusting thing that we could.
I don't even have a vibrator.
Oh, you just go DJ
style? You really don't?
You DJ?
You just circle with your bean circler?
When I need it, please, I find it.
Oh, you don't play it yourself?
No, I do. I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's healthy. You live longer.
As a woman, how many times
What's
a
Tony
week
Hinchcliffe
do you masturbate?
On the television?
My little sister might be watching, but Amanda, if you're watching,
how old is
it's
she?
A normal thing.
Amanda,
she
if
just
you're
turned,
watching.
She turned 14 today.
Plug your ears, Amanda.
She's not learning about the beans.
No. It's fine. I mean...
14-year-old, she's well, probably already in the
I do
it
as much
anal.
As you guys do it.
There's no way.
No, there's
yeah,
no
there
way.
Is.
No, but
there's
they no do way. It quicker.
That's funny.
Girls get in...
You think you know.
Get in. They're fast.
Yeah.
So are you, right?
Oh, no, we sit there, and it takes a little longer.
You really
sometimes
feel
I take myself out to a movie and a nice dinner, and I'll make a whole night of masturbating.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll stretch it out. I'll make me earn it.
I kiss the mirror. I'm just
How
like,
many
you're
people
so pretty.
Think Allison eats ass?
Oh, no.
You don't?
Oh, no.
Do you like your ass eaten, though?
Well,
okay.
That's
yes.
your
yes.
deal.
That's cool.
But I would never
That's your deal.
Like a guy's asshole. Are you
really?
Serious? Oh my God.
I wouldn't want a girl to go I've had girls
no.
try. I'm like, you
no. Oh no.
Really?
No. Yeah. Guys don't like fingers by there. They don't like shit by their assholes. I mean, at least what I've experienced. Maybe you
Teach
do, Jason.
Okay,
own.
They want okay, but, we got update. Clippers are up 19-16. Yes.
Oh, cool. You like the Clippers?
I'm a huge Clipper fan.
That's
and yes,
rare.
Blake Griffin does look like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
I'm going to read my little Twitter.
Farva
like
TL, I don't know what this means, but I will do it, but I'm not sure what it means. Tell Red Band to do a strikeout next shot.
Oh, yeah, I'll do
what
that too.
What does that
Fuck
mean?
Yeah. Okay, a strikeout is where you take a hit of weed, you hold your breath, you
take
a shot,
and then you
blow
the
you
weed
blow
up.
It out.
Okay. I've
yeah, actually, yeah. It's a good
Who knew
times.
That I spent most
Dude,
of my life doing
the,
strikeouts?
The level of the advancement in shot technology has just tripled. In the last couple of years, it's really gone to another level.
Oh my God. Some guys said, oh, Zombie Hamster said fleshlight shots.
Do shots out of the fleshlight?
Fuck no.
Oh,
I would throw up.
No way.
Gag reflex or not, I'm throwing up.
That's the tweet of the night.
Uncalled for. Just uncalled for.
That is the best tweet. That's
boldly going where no man needs to go.
That's hilarious.
Thank you, Herbiverse Stinks. We appreciate the update, man. She has to hold it down, hold it upside down when she licks it. I agree with that.
Why? What do you mean?
Why not?
What do you mean upside down?
Like this.
Like I'm doing this?
Yeah, like that.
Red Band.
Oh, okay.
Zombie Hamster. It,
people could just take
a pretty good
shots,
idea.
Then.
They wanted you guys to both take shots out of the fleshlight.
Hmm. No.
That is disgusting.
Okay, now we talked about
it. Oh, let me go get it.
Hang on.
Oh,
no. Go get it. Okay, let's
no,
get
no,
it first.
No, get them something to do that's fucked up too. I can't be the only one.
No. We're kind of like we're mediating this. Yeah. Sam and I have done enough fucked up things in our life.
I'm just calling play by play. I don't actually get involved in it.
Well, you guys need to do something too then. It's like
yay, the coolest cat in the world just
coolest
came in.
Coolest cat is here. Come here. Holler at your boy.
Is that Techie. Right? Oh, that's your fleshlight. It's that's a mouth, too, so I feel like I'm making out with someone. Let me see it.
Well, is that the blowjob fleshlight?
Yeah. Which one is that? You got... What's that?
Let him talk about it.
Is that the rock star? It looks like a rock star.
Yeah.
The rock star fleshlight?
All right, so this is the... They have a part version. All right, by the way, this
How many do you have?
This podcast is not sponsored by the fleshlight, but if they want to sponsor me, they can.
Oh, I want one.
But this is the... it's like a novelty beer can type one. This is more of like, this was designed for novelty reasons, you know, because the fleshlight got pretty popular.
I'll break that one.
All right. So if you're going to get a fleshlight, I would recommend getting the real fleshlight. But this is fun if you're rich and you just want to give somebody as a friend. Anyways, I use this as a, I use this as the slut of my fleshlight because it's real sloppy. It's designed poorly. So it's just like, it's real like you get cut. From the can part.
Oh, God.
You know, it's violent.
She's like a
vampire.
It's
just like violent drunk sex is what this one is. And it hurts. And it might hurt you. It might, like, cut you up a little. But I don't clean this one as thoroughly. As you can tell, I don't know if you can tell this or not, but there's, like, cotton and stuff in it. And, yeah, it's pubic hairs. Oh. Like, this one's gross.
I'm going to okay. fucking throw up.
All right, so a couple things we got.
I want you to put your tongue in this.
We already asked if she's hooked up with Red Band. They say no, we don't believe her. Zombie Hamster begs us not to let the...
Wait. Allison's with the Allison's going to put her tongue in it.
All right, do a shot.
Right. Is this
can
is
you
awesome.
French kiss
Wait
it?
A minute. Before we do this,
hold on. Let me get the camera closer to it.
I have a question, Red Band. When was the last time you Watch fucked that him. Thing? Have you beat off with the Russian
that's
beer can?
That's a great question.
All right. Let me think.
I haven't seen him fuck it.
No, you Let's can't. First don't play with this. It. You're cleaning it. Come on. And you got to... Can you hold French on,
hold
kiss
on, hold
it?
On. Hold it close.
For the crew.
All right. This was last used probably about, let's say, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Dude, people are loving that you're doing this. They all think very highly of you. All
right. So I want you to French.
They are. They're saying
I want
that's
you
so
to
cool.
deep. I want you to Red deep man, French this.
When is the last time you fucked that thing?
Deep French this, baby.
Go on, let's just let
I
her
just said it, JT. You need to start listening to me. As I did 2 weeks ago.
I have to kiss it. It's all linty. I mean, I wish it was like.
I know there's a lot of lint in it, but
come
just.
On.
I would actually take the jizz over all the lint.
All right.
Just French kiss it. And we'll
all right. Well, then I got something better. If you'd rather do the tail of it, pull out the fleshlight from the can, Allison.
Okay.
No. Pull it from the top. Just pull it straight out. All right. See how it's like a fish.
Oh my God.
It's so like it, that's what I call fish in a bucket. Now the bottom is where the cum drips out.
Oh.
And if, like, here, hold on.
Okay,
hold up
yeah, do that. There we go.
No. Hold up to the camera. Hold up
I'm
to the
so,
camera.
There's fights going on. I'm taking the
fact. Fuck the fight. But anyways, this is where the cum
like
comes out of it.
It looks like a wiener with a pair of lips on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so make
very
out with
processed,
that
very corporate looking. All right, so
should
French
smell,
kiss that.
I smell it?
French kiss it. There we go.
French kiss it.
There
French
we go.
It.
Wait, do it. You can do
smelling
it.
Smelling it. It smells clean.
Okay, yeah, right, then it should be good to make out with.
French it.
French kiss.
Someone no, the other it. Side. You can do the other cum side. The cum side.
Yeah, do that side. She's. That's good. Get into it.
I mean,
no,
no,
just put your tongue in. All right, you like. Oh.
There's one on my tongue.
All right, put your tongue inside.
I'm gonna kiss you or kiss this, then kiss you.
No. Put the cum.
Just really make out with it. Let it know that you love it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's why we're doing it.
Put your tongue inside of it.
Did you guys? Yeah.
French it. French just once. Just once.
Come on.
Just once.
I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass later. Right,
okay,
off
that's
camera.
Cool. I'll hold him down so you can do it.
Right. Inside it.
I did.
That was
okay, without a gag reflex, let's see if you can get the entire thing in your mouth.
I would rather put Brian's wiener in my mouth than put this whole thing in my mouth. All right, that's how fucking gross this is.
Wow.
Guys, check that out. Allison, you should come on the Naughty Show podcast sometime, too.
Yeah, maybe I will. We'll see.
Would love that.
We got a shout out right now for Lizzie Coster in Newcastle, England, also with a massive castle. I'm not sure what that means, but I think it's something sexual. And
I think
Lizzie,
that's the name of
it.
Her clitoris, the massive castle.
The massive castle. Also known as the bouncy house.
Boom.
Lizzie, shout out to you, bitch.
Boomer OCM, thanks for loving it. He loves our show. Our next show in L.A. is going to be next Thursday, January 27th, 10 p.m., the Naughty Show at the Improv. Come and hang out. Red Band will be there. Allison will be there. Everyone's going to hang out. 16 Pat 21. I don't know why that thing has a goatee. Why does it have a goatee?
What?
That fleshlight.
Ugh.
It's just mostly pubic hair and cotton. Oh, wait. Hey, there's fights going on. I forgot that this is going on right now.
You guys owe me for something for doing that.
No, we don't. I like the guy on
the... I want to see something
crazy. Oh, shit. The guy that's on the ground, I like the other guy.
No, you picked the guy getting his ass kicked. You picked him.
No, I
you owe me 20 imaginary bucks now.
No, that guy right there, I like a lot.
No, I picked him. That's not fair.
I was drunk.
Tell Allison what your mom said.
Allison, my mom, who still is chiming in, and you're right now, bitch, you're 3 for 3, mom, because this one's funny, too. Tell Allison she now will never be able to run for public office.
You'll
be able to be mayor of Funtown.
You're on fire, Peg. You're on fire.
Me and you both.
That's so funny that your mom is actually listening to this. That's hilarious.
Some people think you're lying about eating ass. They think you're the champ of the rusty trombone.
Listen, I've never eaten an ass and I never will. That's fucking gross. I don't want to get E. coli.
Herbie, I'm showing this one to Trips.
Clippers game. Clippers are 90. Yeah, but yeah, I already read that
one. Oh, you read that one?
Yeah. Oh my God, JJRR23 says that was so nasty. You mean nasty meaning awesome? Yes, you're totally right. Thank you. Everybody loves you for it.
Fuck, is that true? Now that I licked that fleshlight, can I really never run for office? Is that the worst thing someone's ever done?
I want to be the first woman president.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to do it right.
Here's how we can turn this around. Look, that fleshlight was never used.
I knew it wasn't.
It was an all joke. It was a joke. I just put salt and kitty litter
and cum and stuff.
Yeah, but he never used it. He just put it in there.
I just put it in
there.
You
know?
I never used it. It was all scientifically paid for. There was I didn't even like it.
It was all CGI.
And there was a big background check, you know, of all the cum givers and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Monkey Todd giving us a shout out. Thanks, Monkey Todd. And he's at Findafon is asking us if we're doing a drunken cast for UFC 26 as well. I don't think so because Red Band will be in Vegas, so I don't think
we're going to we'll probably do one, but it'll probably be live from the UFC with me and Ari Shaffir and Joey Diaz using an MP3 recorder.
That'll be cool.
And you guys would have to just be crying at home.
I will be crying. I'm so jealous.
Unless you decide to show up to the Vegas.
I might show up to the Vegas. Yeah. Red Band. Let's dedicate another shot to Red Band.
All right. Let's smoke some weed for Red Band.
And this
what happened to that power shot or whatever you called it?
I already took one.
By the way, Red Band is 0-3 in his picks for this fight, and I'm 3-0.
I'm not paying attention to this fight at all.
Sammy.
Red Band owes me 20 imaginary dollars.
Hey.
Hey, Sam. Richard Dean wants to know. Sam, Richard Dean wants to know.
Get that fleshlight taste out of my mouth?
Yes.
What our thoughts are on if GSP moves up to fight the spider, what do we think about
Allison's
that?
Allison's doing a shot just to get the fucking fleshlight out of her mouth.
Okay, I got to get the
I think you should make out
flavor.
With her one more time, then do the shot.
Make out with Brian?
No, fleshlight. Then do the shot.
No. It's already in my mouth, and I'm actually feeling grossed out by the fact that I did that.
You don't think that you could run for office? IR Black already says you have his vote. Do you understand that?
This is how it works. So listen, Mom, you're wrong.
I can run for office. So. Yes. We've been much worse things.
People in other countries would vote for her.
You're going to be mayor of Happy Town.
Spider and GSP, Sammy, your thoughts?
I personally, I think it's going to be the Spider if he gets through this next fight because that's just such a big jump in weight. It's really hard at that level when you're dealing with such elite athletes to be able to jump that much in weight. That's a 15-pound jump. When Anderson Silva walks around at like 215, he's going to drop down at 180. I think he'll do the next thing at 180.
You spit on your shoulder.
Half the podcast still going. Half of it is in blackout right now. This is awesome. This is the way a podcast should be. Naughty Podcast, Monday at 7 p.m. so Pacific. Listen and hang out. See what mystery porn star we have.
You know
the
what?
Show.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, man, but I think Brian and I are going to have another blackout cast tonight because it's already started.
We might move into overtime blackout.
I think
cast.
We will. I think we're going
to
do another
have
follow-up.
A bone cast right
no,
now.
No, fuck that. Bone cast is, it has to be up in the air. There has to be some kind of mystery. We're going to have a blackout cast. It's going to be obvious we're blacked out.
I like
but not obvious that we're fucking.
Adrian D1.
Maybe we're not.
What a formula. Hey, NBC, try to steal that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is Joe going to itch his beard? Oh. Did we miss
did
it
you
already?
Text? Did you text him to itch the beard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told him to do something with the beard.
Did he touch it?
Where's the Sprite?
What? Did he just tap his beard?
No, we haven't seen yet.
I don't know.
Hey, show your cute cat. Show it. Brian, grab it. Show your cat. Right.
Yo, we got Matt Grinders giving us
a
little shout out to Bellingham, Washington. What up, fool?
Yes.
Right. Don't move.
All right.
JJRR23, glad you're enjoying it. Glad you like that little segment we call Fleshlight in a Can.
Hey, Brian, what kind of cat is that?
An exotic short hair. You can go to find, you could buy his brother or sister if you keep an eye on the website catsbeme.com.
Are you?
The owner of that guy, that the breeder, he, tell him I sent you, yeah, say Brian Reichel. The owner plays nonstop EverQuest. And he's an old guy, and you
psycho.
Walk into his house, and there's Jesus paintings everywhere.
Another hint that he's psycho.
And he's married and has a nice house, but he plays EverQuest all day, and he breeds crazy alien cats. And
maybe he's just a hippie.
They all like technology. No, he's fucking
he's
awesome.
He's like a nerdy hippie.
No. You're hating the guy.
Fuck
I don't want to even hate the guy.
Okay, he plays EverQuest all day and has Jesus all over his fucking
guess
house.
Guess what? If I was married and my wife liked Jesus, I would be playing EverQuest all day breeding cats.
Yeah, okay.
I would be doing the same guy. So stop hating, all right?
I guess I didn't know that perspective.
Fucking go to the Olive Garden.
I am an Iranian brings up a good point. I might have to use my 20 fancy dollars to use a favor and have Red Band lick the Fleshlight. I mean, I might have to call in my bet.
I think Brian wants to fucking fight right now.
You shut your mouth.
Put your tampon in, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Sammy.
Look at this guy. He's happy.
All right, we didn't even look.
Dude,
at
you
Sam,
have
so
to be kidding. That's not real, is it?
Yeah, what that's happened? Mr. Orange. Now, I don't know if you guys are still watching, but all of our friends in Wales said that someone reported them partying next to this castle. The cops came, and there's now loads of half-naked, drunken people running all over the place.
What?
It's hilarious. So hopefully you guys are still watching over in Wales, Mr. Orange 316, a.k.a. Gary S. But if not, I'm sorry you guys got busted, and hopefully we didn't get you guys in any kind of trouble.
Hey, Brian, someone asked, are we going to make a recordable or, I guess, a downloadable podcast of this? Is there going to be a copy?
No, they're all downloadable. If you go on iTunes, it's under the Death Squad, Red Band, or Red Band Studios or Death Squad. It's called UFC Drunk Cast or Naughty Show. Just subscribe to Death Squad.
Death Squad.tv, and you can watch all of the last UFC podcasts, including this one.
Right.
Boomer OCM. Yes, they will do it at a catch weight. I think they're going to do it at probably about 180 or 178. Anderson Silva and GSP. Allison, did you inhale? Because they said you didn't inhale.
Or just go
I'm
to deathsquad.tv.
I was reading that right now. What are you talking about?
They said you didn't inhale.
Inhale what?
What? Yeah, what didn't she inhale?
Go to deathsquad.tv.
Inhale what?
Ian Fucktos, a.k.a. FuckTOS. We like to call you Fucktos.
And when I smoke, I do inhale.
Welcome. Sorry,
why the
man.
Fuck
Mr. Orange 316, we're with you. Snitches get stitches. Whoever called the cops is a scumbag. I don't care what country you're in. Boomer OCM, haven't done a shot, taking a break tonight. I have a Droid X.
Droid X.
Like Mad Grinder, I'm glad you liked the shout out, buddy. Thanks for watching. Fuck tell us, what didn't you miss? If you just tuned in, you missed a lot. You're going to have to go back and rewatch this one. This has been one of our better podcasts, which has turned into a UFC drunk cast, which has turned into almost a blackout cast for the two over here.
Yeah.
Who you just missed, Allison
Brian's
Tongue.
Brian's cat has smoke eye.
Brian, they
Brian's
were. Can we get a shot for Fucktos for our good friend Ian, who usually is a big fan? Didn't know there was anything going on right now. They've been dedicating shots, and that has spun itself into Allison tonguing Brian's sex toy.
Yeah.
So
she did. I mean, I gotta be honest with you, Allison, her stock in coolness has gone up about 10,000 fold.
Thanks, dude. That's cool.
10,000 fold.
Boomer Cardona.
I think you guys are cool too, so it's even.
Boomer Cardona says, hey, you guys, fuck the fights. This podcast is way more interesting. So yeah. Thank you for
What'd
that,
you
Boomer.
Call Boomer cool. What?
Boomer Cardona.
Cardona? Oh, I got, yeah. I got different. By the way, Clippers up 40-29, if anyone's wondering.
Clippers putting it on lately. I love that shit.
This is Techie the Cat. Techie's about to attack the camera now that he noticed that technology's in front of him.
Hey, okay, listen. I have a question. Why does Joe always wear Affliction shirts?
Because he's sponsored.
Is that what that is? Yeah. Why do they? Why do people sponsor people? Just to like see other people wear it?
Yeah, so people will buy it. Affliction's like a big UFC. They sponsor UFC, so a lot of the fighters.
Oh my god!
I remember it was like really popular like 4 years ago.
Dude, we missed a.
I read it.
Up 42.
I just read it.
Griffin ridiculous reverse dunk.
From Bledsoe.
God, we just got informed by BMFJB that the fight will be at 185. Guy GSP is moving up and staying at 185 after if he gets past Jake Shields, which is not guaranteed.
Your cat is so cute, Brian.
Simon May, buddy. Thanks again for the shout out. Keep watching. And any requests, anything you'd like Allison to perhaps do?
Yeah.
Let
me know.
She's in a groove right now, buddy. But
doing it.
Except
big shout out to England, mate.
Down with
love you, buddy.
Stuff.
For the next 10 minutes, I will do anything you ask me to do besides taking my clothes off or touching anyone sexually. But if
so
it's something crazy,
much,
I'll do it.
I also hear that Anderson and GSP will be at 185.
Dude, are you like in a time machine 5 seconds behind us? You just keep repeating all my breaking news.
Tetsuo.
Is that from
Akira?
Yeah. Which I cannot finish. I keep watching Akira and I keep falling asleep during it.
Why?
I just get too tired.
Akira's hilarious.
I can't watch movies. I get comfortable and the lights are off and I pass out.
Twitwit Steve is now following me. Thank you, dude. Thank you.
D. Ryan.
Oh, my God. 16 Pat 21 brought up a good point. Your cat looks a lot like the North Korean president. That's Kim Jong-il, everybody. Kim Jong-il.
That's very rude.
And this just in, Stephen Patton says that your cat looks like the North Korean president.
Dude, you're killing me. You're killing me. By the way, could this be the worst career move for this band? This is a real band that has now
Is it
become,
a real band?
Yeah.
They're not commercial actors?
No, they're real. It's a real band. They won a competition.
Yeah, they had a contest. I heard about that. That
and
is a career killer.
Fuck their career.
Yeah. Jay Rogers came in strong with a new name for your cat, Cat Jong-il.
Cat Jong-il. I do like that.
And T-Shirt.
It was actually the original name of that cat was Wilford Brimley, but it's
Wilford Brimley.
I have a feeling that Allison Rose may be about 15 years old because he now says he dares Allison to touch her elbows together behind her back.
The original name
that
was
that guy's
actually,
15 years old,
right?
Yeah. For
I used
sure.
To do that in high school. That's
yeah.
Cool.
The actual name wasn't Wilford Brimley or whatever his name is. It
Wilford
was Diabetes.
Brimley. Diabetes.
Yeah,
that's Wilford Brimley.
I would like to see this.
So oh, somebody wants cool. To see Allison do the worm.
Yeah, definitely. Can we see the worm?
I can't dance, guys.
You can't do the worm? That's not dancing. That's this.
That's body coordination. I can't do that.
Okay.
All I can do is work out. I can't dance and all that shit.
Thanks, JRR23. Loves the show.
Yep.
Shout out.
Appreciate that,
I
buddy.
I offended, Brian. What are you doing?
And Red Cloud said that he donated money to the troops.
Molesting her.
John Red Cloud donated money to the troops. Says
this
anybody
is on
that
film
can
of
should.
You full on raping her, bro. Right. This is awesome.
I said no, god damn it.
That was awesome.
I went all the way.
What base did you get to? What base
all
did
the way.
Guys? What base
all
did
the
Brian,
Brian
just get
just
to?
Just kiss
right
me.
You gotta
Brian,
kiss her after you do
just
that.
Just kiss me after you do that. I feel like I feel disgraced.
I felt where farts came from.
I got a couple. How many pickles can you fit
That's
in your
great.
Mouth at one time, Allison?
Does she fart?
What?
We've got a couple of them. How many pickles can you fit in your mouth at one time, and can you fit your whole fist in your mouth at once?
Dude.
Okay, yeah, because I've totally fucking shoved 10 pickles in my mouth.
Really?
Like, who would do that?
Zombie
I could put my fist in my mouth.
This is
let's see it.
Shot.
Let's see it.
Why are we doing more shots, Alex?
You want to see me put my fist in my mouth?
Yeah. So, yeah,
is that sexual?
That.
Yeah, we need viewers.
We just want to see, yeah.
By the way,
it's not going to look pretty.
And 48 Flyer 48 wants you to punch Brian Redband
Hold
Michael
on,
in
stop.
The face.
We have Can some great shit going on here.
Where's the seven? These are some,
first of all, your cat's new name is Chairman Meow.
Chairman Meow.
That's the best name from Zombie Hamster.
Zombie Hamster's on fire tonight,
dude. This is the greatest thing ever. I think we should just turn the naughty podcast of Arts just reading all these awesome texts from people.
Yeah. Dude.
Okay.
No, listen, first of all, when someone says something funny, actually, then maybe I'll do it. But if it's going to be all stupid and like, oh, touch
okay,
your elbows.
Okay, are you getting that drunk, like, mean girl part? Are we going
no, no,
drunk
no.
in
I want
here?
I want something funny where I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, somebody wants you to talk dirty to the cat. That's pretty funny.
I'll do that.
Yeah, where's the cat? Talk dirty to the cat. Kyle Solberg wants you to talk dirty to this cat. That's awesome.
Dirty?
Go.
Say something really sexual.
What are you doing, you fucking pussy? Huh? I see you looking at me over there with your big eyes.
Tell me you want to go down on the cat.
You want me to go down on you? You're fucking crazy. I know. Listen, I love you. But there's someone else.
It's too big. I can't take it all. Say it.
It's just so much. There's so much hair when I try and go down on you. I can't do it anymore.
That's weird.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so we got Evan Dunham and Melvin somebody.
Pour me a shot.
Northern Ireland, IMS 1975 in Northern Ireland says, Northern Ireland is still with you guys. It's 4:20 in the morning. Can we get Allison to pose in five of her favorite sexual positions?
Yeah, fuck you.
Dude, it's Ireland. They're
fuck you, Ireland. You guys are pale and it sucks.
Oh, we're losing Ireland now. We don't agree with that. We're sorry, Ireland. We have a drunk chick who's getting that drunk mode.
This is a part of the podcast where we turn into a blackout cast halfway through.
It's a drunk.
Hey, Ireland can take it. If what's his face can go to the Grammys or whatever that was and do all that offensive shit, Ireland can handle saying that.
Grammys and shit. It's Golden Globes. All right. I'm with you.
There
we're
you
big
go.
Fans.
Exactly.
We just can't lose our fans in Ireland because
Ireland. You know what?
They wear skirts.
Sam's here. Comes your, here comes
you're
your
fine.
Main fight. Here comes your battle of the races.
Okay, here we go. Can a white guy stand with an athletic black guy? Dude, everybody just wants Allison to do crazy shit.
I know.
Shit.
We're done with that segment.
Yeah, she's done with that.
Does she have dry elbows? That's what somebody's asking. Do you have dry elbows?
No.
They want to know if you're a huge Flashdance fan.
No, she does
fan.
Not.
I don't know why, but that's the question.
No.
You're a big fan of Flashdance.
Flashdance?
No? Probably before your time.
Yeah.
Zombie Hamster, thank you for saying you liked the Rogan podcast I did.
Let me tell you guys something about Zombie Hamster. All right, you guys don't know about this.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So far, Zombie Hamster has been on fire tonight.
I know. Just so you know this. Just so you know, Zombie Hamster
yeah.
actually is your father.
My dad's on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Dad, I love you. Please come home. Mom forgives you.
yeah.
Hey, 16Pat21 says the cat is blowing the rape whistle. Yes! Yes!
Brody! Hey, look, it's Ari. Ari Shaffir.
Ari doesn't
even
look like
that. Hey.
Everybody, Ari Shaffir during the commercial,
the
one
American
of our good
race.
Friends.
The Amazing Racist, everybody.
Podcast regular,
yes,
Ari Shaffir.
He just made, how much money does he make off that?
Jew.
Right there?
That's a buyout because it's on cable right now. K Franco 2210 2210. K Franco 2210.
That's terminology.
Him and his
for
girl
being
are
screwed.
Chilling out, loving the thing.
Jasper, aka J Thrift. I couldn't agree with you more.
So he didn't make anything off of that. Just right now.
No, it's a bot. Yeah, he bought. They got
like $500.
Just all his money up front.
A thousand.
It's a buyout.
Wow, that seems fucked up.
No,
it should be like you get paid per use. What if that commercial becomes like the biggest thing ever, and then it's like played every 5 seconds? That you should be paid for that,
dude. I just got asked the craziest question. What do you think of Joey Coco Diaz by Boomer 714? One of the most hilarious comics I've ever. Been blessed to work with one of the funniest dudes.
Oh, the super cool guy.
Super cool guy. Baddest dude. Almost impossible to follow when he's on fire. One of the worst sets I've ever had was trying to follow that guy.
Of course, you guys can get a shout out. Ken Franco.
You have to take over as the host.
Ken Franco and his girl watching the UFC podcast right. with us. God bless you, motherfuckers. I hope you guys fuck tonight, and I hope we can make some magic happen for you. I'm glad you're watching. Glad you're having a good time.
Zombie Hamster says Ricky Gervais is English, but no worries, guys. Not all Irish are pale and toothless maniacs. I don't think so. We just got something where Allison and Red Banner are about to start boning.
No.
You ever feel like the third and fourth wheel at some point?
You notice like
I'm gonna be like
14 drinks ago, yeah, they were like, we're just friends, there's nothing. Now it's 14 drinks in. And it's make out.
Yeah, the J.R. Gomes. Yeah, Ari is the amazing racist. That's what I said. Holla at your boy.
Pull yourself together.
I am.
All right, we should be good.
We should be good there. Thank you for letting me know. Once again, saving the day, my motherfucking mother sending me a text and saying that we're out of sound.
Here's the deal with that. This MP3 recorder we usually use lasts like 3 hours, but since it's on Spike and there's like a commercial every 30 minutes, this UFC is a lot longer than most.
Guys, we're back on. Holla at your boy.
Simon May. Simon, who's been very cool tonight over, I believe Simon is in England, wants us to send a shout out to his wife, JoJo May, who's sleeping, a big UFC fan. So that is a very cool wife. And wake her up with some dick tonight, buddy. Simon, love you.
Guys, we're all back. No, hey, oh, this is great. Mr. Orange 316, no kidding. Your shouts got my dick sucked. Fuck the police. It's worth it. Talk to you guys. Is dying. Love you guys. Boom. Guys, bam. That's our show, dude. Our podcast gets guys' dick sucked.
I love it. I love it.
It's fucking great, dude.
Yeah, they were the coolest. I'm sorry their party got busted. That sounded like it was
awesome. Dude, chicks in Ireland?
I'm pretty fucked up,
We're in a Wales. So chicks in Wales give good head. That's the question.
You guys are lucky that you're so sober.
Why?
You know, bro, you know, because I've been hanging out and drinking with Red Band forever.
It's really hard to explain.
Reichel, you know how I know when you're fucked up? Because your hat always starts getting really low.
Yeah. I like to hide from people. They don't need to know my business.
And my mom even notices that you're drunk, Red Band.
I'm sure she does. She's seen me drunk many times. Because your mom...
Boomer, thanks for telling us.
Dude, don't hit on my girlfriend. Okay, Tebow's mom is my girlfriend.
Tebow's mom and me like to kiss in the mouth.
That's hot.
She,
yeah, everybody. Now I'm getting all the audios. I believe we fixed it, everybody, but thank you for letting us know.
Dude, more people are getting blowjobs right now. K Franco 2210 is getting a blowjob from his girl.
I love it. I love
that.
I love
great. Congratulations.
Our shout out got Gary. At least Gary's dick sucked. A couple other people. This is so rad.
I love it. No, we're not room for Cisco. I don't know, man. I like Evan. I like Evan in this fight.
Cisco.
That's so funny. I do like Cisco. Actually, I don't mind either of these fighters. Dude, is K Franco really getting a blowjob? K Franco 22. Are you really getting head? That's great. Dude, that should be the podcast. Listen to our podcast. We'll do shout-outs so you get blowjobbed.
Yeah, Boomer, I actually went to... I was doing a gig in Vegas when there was a UFC at the Palms, and Rogan hooked me up with some seats right by the cage. Total badass.
I think Red Band is just wasted.
Hey, don't sleep on microphones. If you ever have the opportunity to sleep on a microphone, just go against that idea.
Dude, real quick, before you pass out, Howard, will you drive me somewhere after this?
Absolutely.
Dude, yeah. That is hilarious.
Let's I just need you to drive me to the morgue right after this, if you don't mind, bro.
Yeah, let's go
to it. So, yeah, Boomer, I've been to UFC live events. If you haven't been able to go, it's very awesome. There's nothing like seeing it live. The sounds of the kicks, everything's badass.
Dude, the Ryan Howard brought up a good point. Melvin Gillard's song should be the thong song, right? Thong, yeah. Thong, thong, thong.
Dude, how J.R. Gomez, you are right.
Yeah, Brian is. Who do you think's handling their alcohol better? Everybody watching is it
Allison's
Allison
been gone for
Red
a minute.
Band?
Red Band is going off the deep end.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you guys coherently. I was outside having a cigarette and I was listening to you guys talking in here and I was cracking up.
Thanks.
Like for real.
We're trying to give entertainment. Dude, you know how many guys have gotten head from our podcast?
I was listening to that and I actually checked my Twitter and that guy who got head wants a shout out from his girlfriend.
Yeah, we're giving shout outs. If you're giving head to your guys, we'll give you a shout out. But you have to give a shout out.
Yeah. Let's see.
Dude,
it is
Ruby Vers Stinks is right. Dude, is Clippers only up 53 to 51. And he's right, dude.
Hey, Baron Davis, Sam, you gave a shout out to K Franco 2210?
Yeah.
All right, that's the guy who wanted it.
We want to give shout-outs to any girls giving blowjobs to their man.
Any girls, yeah, for sure.
If you give it head.
Not a lot of girls like that, actually, you know that?
Girls don't. Some girls.
A lot of my girlfriends don't like that.
Well, how old is she?
22.
Yeah, wait till she gets 30.
Then she's down?
When girls get 30, they become cock zombies.
Really?
Oh, they just got to eat.
Oh,
they're like,
God.
Pray. They're like, head, head, and they just attack, yeah. And they just sit there forever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But are guys usually not attracted to girls in their 30s, or what?
No, totally different. You know, guys love girls in their 30s. Guys love girls.
It depends.
It just depends on who the person is. There are some smoking hot 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
And there's some smoking hot 22-year-olds. They all bring a little different. It's like, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, 22. You're very, you're easy to talk to. A lot of girls at 22 don't have much to say.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of conversation going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, girls in their 30s, they can talk. You can have a good conversation. And they're just cock zombies.
Wow.
They just love it. Girls your age tend to be more about, you know, what they want in bed. No, I don't like that. No, I don't enjoy that. When a girl over 30, just you could stick your dick in their ear.
I have a friend who actually has never had an orgasm.
Because she probably doesn't play with herself.
No, probably. I mean, she hasn't had an orgasm by a guy during sex. She has to have the guy play with her. She can't have like an orgasm during sex.
Has she? Or she may play with herself too much.
That's what I'm thinking. I said you might have overstimulated yourself with your vibrator because girls can do that.
Do you know that the vibrator hardens the clitoris?
Hardens like forever?
It's like
it builds up a
callus,
tissue,
a callus almost.
No.
Yeah. So you probably don't.
I've
watch
never
porn
used a vibrator.
You look wholesome.
I've watched porn, not in a sexual way,
when
but
you
just
see
like
a girl
how
like
the fuck?
Getting railed and she's like. Playing with her, that's because she has to like stimulate her woo-woo to get it rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've watched porn. You know what's really funny though? The Skinamax pornos, like, you know, the light core porn where they're not really touching each other. Fucking hilarious.
Girls tend to like
line.
Lesbian porn.
I've heard that.
Everybody likes naked chicks. There's nobody doesn't like naked chicks.
I don't like naked chicks. I don't know.
Do you you'd rather see a nice pair a man sack than
tits? No. You know, I'm weird, okay? I grew up as a tomboy and like I've never been attracted to like rock hard abs or guys' bodies. But like I like a nice face. I think that matters. It's all about the face, because you gotta stare at that the most.
King Kegel, hell yeah, you can get a shout out telling all your friends, man. I want you to follow us, cause this Monday at 7 o'clock, we're also doing the podcast, the Naughty Show podcast, so follow that out.
Yeah. I actually, Sam, I watched the Naughty Show podcast, your guys' pilot.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It needs a little tweaking.
Yeah, it was cool, though, because it was very, like, interviewee. Like, it really explored you guys, and you were asking them about, like, the whole the Twizzler story and, you know, what's your fantasy. It was funny.
Yeah, we got to get guests in there, and I have to organize it more. Because I used to have a really good radio show, and when I have, like, things I want to talk about, it's best. So here we go. White guy versus black guy. Let's do this. Redneck versus Cisco. Who's going to win? I want to know on the Twitter. If you're not getting head from your girlfriend, tell me who you think's going to win this one.
All right. I think the black guy's going to win.
Okay. So, I'll take Evan Terrence. You owe me 20 fantasy dollars.
I always bet on black.
Dude, we're not. Okay. Listen. I am around. Token up, you guys. Much respect.
Hey, Brian.
Respect. Get your ass to Vancouver. I want to, brother.
Brian.
Whoa.
And get this also, everybody.
What?
This guy says it's J Thrift that loving the fact how much better Allison Rocks is doing than Red Band.
Well, here's the secret to that. Allison just puked.
No, I did not.
And so she's a puker.
I did not. I would admit that. I had a cigarette and brought it back to Earth.
Are you calling her out on her gag reflex?
Well, here's the deal. We had the Super Blackout podcast. We haven't talked about this yet, I don't think. But we cut it off early on the video, but the audio kept on recording.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And then the next day, On the floor in the bathroom, it looked like puke a little puke, or it could have been just like my bathroom's dirty, which is very acceptable. But it kind of looked like puke, and then you're like, yeah, it looked like puke, and she was like, yeah, it looked like puke, and whatever. Then we heard the audio, and if you listen to the audio part of the Super Blackout cast, the last like I don't know minute. You hear in the background here.
No, you hear this. I do this.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens. And then Brian's like, puke on my dick.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen real quick. If you're asking about when's the Naughty Show podcast, it's going to be on DeathSquad.tv. It's going to be
Monday night.
What do you do?
7 p.m. Pacific.
Listen, Brian's my friend. You can hug friends.
No,
you're so funny sometimes.
When you get drunk, you touch me too much. I don't like it.
King Jackal, no problem, brother. Anytime we can give a shout out.
You got to really stop that, Allison.
I know. I'm sorry.
Because, I mean, it's...
I had Jaeger again.
Zombie
I
mean, Master, I'm going to send you a link to the Naughty Show website and YouTube page right now, buddy. Thanks for following. It's the Naughty Show, the naughtycomedyshow.com. You can go there. You can look at all our content. You can see when we're going to be in your town. The naughtycomedyshow.com. And what is the YouTube page? Sammy, what's the YouTube Naughty Show?
Oh, the... It's a Naughty That's Show a, Comedy. Like Evan Dunham is in
deep
shit.
That's it. This shit's going to be over.
It's over, dude. Once
That's
again.
It. White people go down once again.
White people go
black
down.
Black power to all of our black listeners. I didn't think it was going to happen. I mean, yeah.
Oh, man.
He's not getting the belt, though. I mean, it could not. The belt symbol's back now. This is it.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah.
This is it.
We haven't seen that since it was rocked hard in the 80s.
NFL brought it back, though. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, everybody. You know who does it all the time? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, every all touchdown, right. He does this shit.
Hey, I like flat.
So, anyways, the naughtycomedyshow.com.
Bam. Oh, sleepy
shit.
Times.
Oh, so.
And then he takes a couple knees to the kisser.
So, wait, what happened here?
Guys, I think we lost another sport. We just lost another sport. We still have hockey.
Nah, this is still a Brazilian dominated sport.
Wait. Is this just the end of the round, highlights?
This is the end. So you won that one.
Oh. Skank tease.
So that was 20.
No,
we're even.
Went five on that. We didn't
that was double or triple or nothing. That was triple or nothing.
You did not go all in on that one.
That was triple or nothing.
You owe me $15 fantasy.
All right, 15 then. Is that the last thing of this?
That was the last fight. They'll probably show... Could possibly show a earlier fight.
Yeah, a couple things real quick. John Redcloud, people can follow him. He wanted me to give a shout out. He's looking for followers.
Oh, this guy goes all over the world drinking. How awesome is that?
That's
a good
show.
It seems like a great show.
Yeah, he did a tour. He's actually famous for drinking all over the world.
Dude, how do you get if I could, God, why wasn't I thinking about that? David Tell pretty much tried to do that too.
Down.
Yeah, that's basically David Tell's show, right?
Yeah, right. Minus the comedy.
What? Tune over here. Will you stop?
Skanktees.com. If you guys want to go there, they got.
What are you talking about, Brian?
Good
Get
shirts. Skanktees.com. And he says, hey, if you guys will DM me your addresses, he'll send us some free swag so we can rock his shirts. So
what shirts?
Skanktees.com.
All right, yeah.
So if you go there, we'll DM you our addresses. Yeah, send us some stuff. Send us some swag, buddy. And we'll rock your shit.
Hell yeah.
We'll rock it on stage. We'll rock it at the Naughty Show, and we'll rock it on the podcast. So thank you very much, Skanktees.
Dad, I think he's going to boner, Dad. Dad.
And a lot of people, I don't know what this podcast has done, but a lot of people started getting their dick sucked during our podcast.
Yeah.
I've gotten like six of those.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, on YouTube, guys, go to Naughty Show Comedy. Please subscribe to our Naughty Show.
Right. So here,
hey guys,
hey guys, you gotta check this out. This is what I used to do, and when I was 18 years old, and I would make out with the 16-year-old hostesses of this Mexican restaurant I used to work at.
So,
because it's not really kissing if there's Saran wrap in between, but it feels exactly the same.
Okay, this has
so if we do this, and we're just friends, we can make out with this. Can we make out?
Hey, Red Band, at what point do you ask her to put the lotion in the basket? And that's my question.
And you wonder why Sam and I quit drinking.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Richard Dean. This is a very nice tweet. Thank you so much.
And we're about to lose the lights.
Bottom Glass and Richard Dean says, I check out everything. Everything that you guys put out for the Naughty Show, I love it. I'm a big fan. Can I get a shout out in Liverpool? Richard Dean, goddamn you stud. I love you, buddy.
Oh, hell yeah, you can get a shout out.
Richard Dean, Bottom Glass, thank you so much for supporting the Naughty Show and watching all of our
Cisco
shit.
Cisco got the victory, man, for sure. Russ, he's not going to boner. Okay, maybe, Russ, he is going to boner. That's a good point.
Oh, I got a great one here from Boomer. Wants to know how old of all we are. We're all in our mid-30s.
Except for Allison, who's
and
at
Allison,
22.
Who's 14.
Yeah, and hi, guys.
What do we think of Carlos Mencia is this question.
We're not a fan
not
of
Not big
Mencia's
fans of Mencia
way,
for
shape,
multiple
or
of reasons.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Brian making out with me at Saran Wrap on kind of was
It
hot.
Felt exactly the
are
same,
you a
right?
Girl likes to get a little choked?
No, listen, no. You guys don't understand. You guys could make out right now with Saran Wrap.
Don't
and
even
it would feel exactly the same as making out, but you're not touching
each
other.
You mean it wouldn't quite feel gay, but it still would
no,
feel gay?
No, it feels exactly the same. And that's what I used to do with these 16-year-old hostesses. There was like five girls that would all hang out and would like, I'd buy them alcohol. And,
I just have
and,
a feeling
and,
of...
And we would do this, and it was awesome.
I have a feeling perverted justice is going to come through the door in about 2 seconds.
Brian, you made me bite my lip. Am I bleeding?
What are you?
Not yet.
You are bleeding.
Am I?
Yeah.
What are you? Wow. Oh my God, you like that bleeding, don't sweet. You? Huh?
So, Boomer, this is so Boomer, juicy. Also, if you go to the naughtycomedyshow.com, you can see a character called Sticky Fingers Gonzalez, who's a very funny comedian.
You guys want
to
try some?
No.
No, we're cool.
That was really cool. Really cool. That was like, it was like wearing a condom. It's like, I want to take this thing off and just fuck you. But Griffin. It was like, you know.
Send it to Teebs because my phone's about to die. Herbie versus things.
Herbie, at the Teebs, send me the Griffin dunk. I'd love to see that, buddy. Thank you so much.
Because the whole time we were making out with Saran wrap on, I always wanted to take it off and just make out with you.
Now watch this. I could put this Saran wrap on my hand and touch your pussy and put my finger in it with the Saran wrap, and I'm not touching your real pussy.
It's a condom. That's gross. No.
Okay.
No.
All right, go from behind.
Okay. No. Okay.
see? In your ass.
This is uncomfortable.
This is going exactly like I was hoping.
Is this hot for you?
Ryan's
not really hot for me. I just like watching the train wreck.
And that was not in my butt.
Look.
Okay, my phone just powered off, guys. Sorry about this. Won't be able to.
Anything you want to say to Sam at Sam Tripley, you can send it to me and I'll show it to him directly.
Send it to the Teeb.
At the Teeb, and Tripley's phone just died. But I would be more than happy to share.
Is this the end of the podcast?
Yeah, it's over.
All right, guys.
That's fine.
Can we give a naughty shout out again?
Yeah.
Naughty podcast. DeathSquad.tv, Monday night. Surprise adult film star.
7 p.m. Monday night, West Coast time.
West Coast time, American time. Go to the YouTube page. Go to Naughty Show Comedy. Please subscribe. We could use all the subscribers. Sam Tripley, Facebook me. Let's give it up for Red Band and Allison for rocking it today. Great podcast.
Very hungover tomorrow.
Very hungover. They're going to be doing some serious. We might be rolling right into the Blackout podcast, if possible.
Yeah, stay tuned. We may be going right into a Blackout podcast.
Well,
yeah, we might, actually.
We might be.
Maybe.
I'm out, guys. So thanks for everything. You guys have been great. All Europe. All of Canada and all America, listen, you guys are great. We're all people. Let's all just get laid.
Real quick, a big shout out to everybody in Wales, everybody in England, Ireland, Scotland, Norway, Sweden, Michigan, the rest of the fucking country.
Everywhere.
Canada, everybody that's been watching, thank you so much. And we'll do this again. And Naughty Show Podcast, Monday night.
So the Teeb at Twitter, Sam Tripoli, and that's SamTripoli. Allison Rocks, which is Allison.
It's not.
What?
It's Allison Rox.
And the Teeb is TheTeeb. And I'm Red Band, which is REDBAN.
You almost
Naughty
can't even
spell
it.
Show comedy on YouTube, guys. Find it.
It's great. It's going
to
be good.
And here's a song about me and my cat getting sushi in LA.
Hell yeah.
And thanks to my mom for watching. Go to bed, you old bag of bones.
I love that. Your mom.
I love you.
With a cat, people point.